Hi.
The Colin Mann and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Did you know that Care was awarded the Lennox 2024 Partner of the Year Award? You didn't? I read it in HVAC Illustrated. I love their swimsuit issue. So here's my new tagline for Care Heating and Cooling. Obnoxiously efficient. They don't like that, but I like it. Don't wait for your furnace or AC to crap out. Get on their care plan so you never have to worry about it. Pick up this month's HVAC Illustrated. Some tasteful nudity. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Good afternoon, I'm Jacob Reimer. NFL news today, per multiple reports, the Cleveland Browns have added right tackle Titus Howard in a trade with the Houston Texans in exchange for a fifth-round pick. The Texans then made another trade, landing David Montgomery from the Lions. Houston sent two draft picks and offensive lineman Juice Scruggs in return. The Bengals also made a deal to bring back right guard Dalton Reisner on a one-year, $5 million contract extension. NHL, the Columbus Blue Jackets tried to snap their two-game skid tonight in New York, taking on the Rangers. Faceoff is at 7 o'clock right here on The Fan. College hoops tonight, number one Duke is at NC State at 7 o'clock. Number two Arizona hosts number six Iowa State at 9 o'clock. And the Horizon League Conference Tournament gets underway with IU Indy at Cleveland State at 7 o'clock. This update sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. We all love the word free, medication-free, side-effect-free, and free support for life. Visit Awaken180WeightLoss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Monday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, man. Welcome to the month that will bring us many upsets and buzzer beaters, and I hope the Buckeyes are a part of it.
I gotta tell you.
How are you?
I am excited.
Oh, a lot going on.
About today's show. I'm excited. How you doing, Ted?
Doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
See, today on the show, we're going to talk about the big Buckeye upset of Purdue over the weekend. It was very nice, but I don't know whether that's the bigger story or the fact that we are unleashing the Pizza Madness bracket.
I'm not sure.
What do you think?
Pizza Madness?
It's live right now. PizzaMadness.pizza. Not .com. .com's for losers. PizzaMadness.pizza. I'm going to give you a little taste. We're going to go through the different regions. We're not going to vote or anything, but we're going to tell you about some of the first round matchups.
So, that button is going to be changed possibly as we speak.
It's already changed.
It's already changed.
There's
it's
a little bracket
changed.
Button. Click on the bracket
yes.
button. If you're a local pizza place, you want to see where you were seated, well, there you go. I'm going to start with the winner of last year's tournament, Tommy's.
Tommy's.
Tommy's gets the number one seed. They're in the sausage region, okay? So Tommy's, the number one in 2026, will go up against Pizzaroni's.
Ooh.
The 16 seed. Was Pizzaroni's in last year?
I'm not.
I think they were.
I don't have last year's bracket right in front of me. I feel like they were. I know as we get to the very end of this, we're going to find out of some of the pizza places that were left out that are not in this year. It's only 64 spots. We don't have a 68 team
Look,
field.
We
this
can't,
is just a 64. There's no first four
we're
in
We're not going to expand it.
No Marion's, okay?
Right. There's none of that. But Tommy's has the number one seed. Also in the sausage region, you have an 8-9 matchup. Gallo's the 8th seed. Gallo's is right off of Franz Road. They have other locations, but I'm specifically talking about their pizza location up against the 9 seed, Planks on Parsons. They were in the tournament last year. Planks has a lot of fans. I personally find the sauce a little bit too sweet for my liking. But if you're a fan of sweet sauce, well, look no further than the 9 seed.
That's a solid 8-9 matchup. I can't envision either of those knocking off like a Kentucky, you know, Duke, Kansas type.
Weirder
of
things have happened blue in, blood in like the tournament, Timmy.
Yeah, stranger things have happened. I am a big fan of Gallows. I do like going over there and getting that, you know, floppy slice.
We're doing the sausage region. You can find this pizzamadness.pizza. The 5-12 matchup, I think, is going to be a competitive one. Okay? Actually, it's 3-12. What am I talking about, 5-12? Is it 5-12?
5-12.
Yeah, I'm stupid.
Yeah, a 3.
I can't read my own writing.
It's a 3-14 matchup.
Can't read my own writing. 5-12, Classics is the 5 seed going up against Meatball Mafia.
Ooh.
The 12 seed. Now, Meatball Mafia is in the Crooked Can.
Yes, it is.
In Hilliard.
Yeah.
They also have a spot in Old Dublin called Missing Jimmy's. It's the same pizza.
Mm-hmm.
So Youngstown pizza style. Classics is classic. Delicious.
Those 12 fives, those are obvious upset alert matchups.
4 seed, Pizza House. They did well in last year's tournament. I want to say they got to the Elite Eight. Pizza House going up against the 13, Osteria. In Old Town East.
Osteria is the one that we just had last week.
They're newcomers.
Yeah, new into the bracket.
We had it last week. We were doing our recon. It was very tasty. The 6 seed, Harvest, multiple locations. You went to Harvest this weekend.
Yeah, was just there on Saturday.
Up against the number 11 seed, Rotolo's, also a classic Columbus-style place.
Good matchup right there. You go below there, and you've got the 3 seed Flyers.
Oh, Flyers went to the Final Four last year.
Flyers as a 3 seed, some might argue, a little bit under-seeded in this tournament this year. I guess they're going to have to play their way back into the Final Four. They're going to have to beat a juggernaut.
Seed? That's a good seed. Like,
it's a good seed, but again, it's a Final Four run. I actually do think they're a higher seed than they were last year.
You are a Flyers super fan. And so the 3 seed Flyers going up against the 14 seed Cardos. That's going to be a tough matchup in the first round. That's a tough 3-14 matchup.
Cardos is very good. Tyvus and I did a show out there. We did a Buckeye show out there a couple of years ago. The patio was cool. The pizza was fantastic. They brought us out to it fresh out of the oven. Very, very tasty stuff. That's a fun matchup right there. And then in a 7-10, as we get to the last two matchups of this sausage region, those 7-10 games, they can be fun. And we've got our old friends at DeCarlo's.
Ohio going up Valley against, style, baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Where they've got the provolone cheese. It's not mozzarella. They've got the cold provolone, and they don't cook the toppings. They cook the crust and the sauce, and then you throw the cheese and the pepperoni or whatever sauce toppings on top after the cook, and they will give you the extra bag of provolone cheese, which I would recommend.
There's a residual melt mm-hmm. on the cheese because sure. it's coming hot out of the oven, but then the real OGs who like the Ohio Valley yeah. style, throw more cold cheese on top.
A lot of haters try to say that it's like Lunchables pizza,
you either love it or hate it. I happen to love it. They're the 7 seed here. Borgata is the 10 seed. Artisan pie, very delicious. And then we round out the sausage region, the 2 seed Hound Dogs. They too went to the Final Four last year. Up against the 15 seed, Luna Pizza mm-hmm. Kitchen.
Hound Dogs is an old favorite of a lot of Ohio State students.
That is the sausage region. Why are you so quiet?
I don't know.
There's subtle differences to each one of those.
It's good to have those back again, right?
So sausage region, we're going to go through all the regions. Tell you about all the matchups because this thing starts for real with T-Bone and Tyvus on Wednesday morning.
Pizzamadness.pizza. Go there right now.
Brought to you by our friends at Billiards Plus.
Yes. Click on the bracket. They're printable brackets. You can go there. You can check it out. And you could have the whole bracket before we even unveil them all, before the end of the show. You could just beat us to the punch if
now,
you want.
Now, should I unveil the other thing, too? Mm. Are we doing that? I don't want to get yelled at now.
Why don't we wait?
Wait till when? Later today?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
What do you say later this hour?
All right. Later this hour, I have another thing to announce. It involves a gathering for all of you.
It's going to be fun.
And pizza. All right?
Yeah.
I will announce that to you coming up later on this hour. Buckeyes with a huge win against Purdue.
What a game.
It was a hell of a game. Timmy, I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say, because, you know, I've been very lukewarm about this team.
Okay.
I contend that if the Buckeyes, for the remainder of their games, however many that is, shoot 58% from the field for the entire game, they will win all those games.
You think that's a good thing?
That's what I'm saying to
you. What do you think is going to happen in this next game midweek on the road at Penn State?
I mean,
which terrifies me. I'm not going to start there, though.
Why are we starting there?
I'm not going to start there.
It's a big victory.
I'm going to start with what was done on the court yesterday at the Schottenstein Center. I do love it. It's just this hilarious thing right now where on paper, we shouldn't be doing this. I thought that this was going to be the game where Matt Painter and the Boilers were pissed off enough and they're tired of losing to the Buckeyes and they're tired of losing those home games to Michigan and Michigan State that they were going to come in and drill the Buckeyes yesterday. But they got healthy enough. Diebler was talking about how guys were in the facility into the early hours of Saturday morning trying to do whatever they could to be ready for that one. Tilly was back in it. He is okay, but what you got from Amari Bynum and what you got from John Mobley, who's getting healthier with the hand injury, Bruce Thornton, you're both starting guards in the backcourt, give you 20 plus points, and you got just enough from Devin Royal and Amari Bynum and your bench to get the job done. It wasn't even just the shooting. It was the way that they set the tempo defensively throughout the entire first half. And then they, again, didn't let up. They didn't allow Purdue to go on that big run in the second half. They kept extending the lead. They kept hitting the big shot right when the Boilers were ready to make their move. That was key. Impressive win for Ohio State. And as of now, they would get in this thing. But we are not to the finish line. We are not to the finish line just yet.
More Buckeye basketball conversation. What exactly does that win mean yesterday? We'll talk more about it next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is backing up due to an accident that's blocking the left lane on southbound 270's off-ramp to I-70 on the east outer belt. And we've got traffic slowing down due to another accident that's on westbound 70's off-ramp to northbound 270 on the west side. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Can't get enough of your favorite fan content? Good news. We're on all the digitals. Follow 971 The Fan on X, Facebook, YouTube, The Talk, and Gram. Your digital home for endless shenanigans. The Fan.
When we make time.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
The snow is clearing out as we head into this afternoon after we saw about 2 to 4 inches of snowfall across central and southern Ohio. But we are tracking temperatures into the upper 30s and helping to melt that snow away. And then we're tracking rain showers arriving here for tonight into tomorrow. Could see rainfall amounts over a quarter of an inch and more rain in the forecast here for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. That's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
One of these men is on an extremely high dose of antidepressants. The other one should be. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. We have Foodgasm coming up at 4:46. And the season premiere today of Jason's Beef with our guy Jason Stark at 5:30. The long, cold winter is done, although you wouldn't know that by looking outside today. But spring training baseball is upon us. Jason Stark is ready to go. And, of course, we talk about so many other things with Jason. Solar eclipses, gelato.
Everything.
Arby's.
It was almost laughable with the snow coming in because Ohio State baseball was set to have their first game of the season at home
and then
tomorrow against Xavier. But, for the time being, they're only pushing it back to Wednesday. You think they get it in? You think this is all cleared up for them to play by... I think they are playing a day game right when we're on the air.
It'll
so people will have their radios out there listening to us.
By tomorrow, but as far as it's going to be clear and free of rain?
Right, yeah.
I have no idea.
More weather is supposed to roll. And I just had to laugh because anytime we get into March and Ohio State baseball is going to try to set this thing up, you get the false spring, the groundhog's always wrong if they're predicting the early spring, and then we get that extra little snowfall and then the crappy weather, and then we usually get like the 2 to 3 weeks straight where there's some type of rain showers throughout the day.
All right, Buckeyes beat Purdue. Jake Diebler owns Purdue.
3-0 against the Boilers.
You know, I thought after the Boilers lost that home game to Michigan State last week that they would come in here all hot and bothered. And, you know, I know it's easy to say now that we've seen it, how good is this Purdue team? But I think as they enter the tournament, the Big Ten tournament, you do have to wonder what type of level are they on? Because, look, we saw Michigan go on the road and just kick the crap out of Illinois.
Did you see who they lost, though? And I know it's not one of their starters, but part of what makes Michigan great is their deep bench.
Right.
And I still think they're pretty good, but LJ Cason going out for the season now with a torn ACL.
But you still agree, though, that it's Michigan and then it's everybody else.
Even without him.
Right, in this conference.
So that tells you how deep and how good of a team they have. They're 27-2, for God's sakes, this late in the year.
So how good is Purdue? I mean, I don't know. Here's what I do know.
They're good. They're not really great. Yeah, they're not really great for what their standard is.
When the Buckeyes are out there hitting their shots, which they were yesterday, then it all changes. Their body language changes. The way they play defense changes. The way they hustle after rebounds changes. My frustration with this team has been, when those things are not happening, when the shots are not falling at a 58% clip, can you go back and still play tough basketball, especially in the paint? Timmy, they were good in the paint yesterday.
Oh, man.
You go back to that Iowa game, they were dominated. They were laughable in the paint.
Yeah.
All right, that's not just, oh, we remembered how to play. That's we played a tougher, more physical, mentally strong brand of basketball because our shots were falling.
This is the step that this team has been trying to take all year long, and they just haven't been able to do it. We know that they've had it in them to win some of these types of games. They've been close before anyway. And you go all the way back to earlier in the season in the non-conference slate when they had North Carolina on the ropes. But they didn't finish. They didn't execute down the stretch. They didn't make the loose ball plays, the physical plays throughout that game
to
make sure that they were a few possessions ahead. All the things that they did. And it was even the way that they were mixing in the double teams. They just, you know, I was in the arena yesterday, so I went and I took the press pass and watched that one and wanted to get a good look at this team and what was going to be their biggest opportunity to try to punch a ticket to the big dance. Now, when I say that, they had to win that game. They are not an they're not automatically in for me. You can still
automatically
find,
in.
You will
no
still
way.
Find them in the very, very end of most projections. I think there was one bracketologist, I saw it there, that had them in as a 10 seed with this win. I think that's a little bit high to move them off of the 11 line, which would be the last four in, or possibly one of the 11 seeds in Dayton. But they got a road game against Penn State, which teams that have really, really poor records are a little bit terrifying to play this late in the season. Just ask, who was that that went out and lost to Oregon? Wisconsin went out and lost to Oregon. But the Badgers have done a little bit more to make sure that they're in the tournament at this time. So Buckeyes have to do that. I do love the way that they played defense against Purdue. And depending on who you ask, maybe the defense feeds your offense a little bit and gives you the confidence. I tend to be more on your side. When the shots go in, you feel better. Like, it's just sort of it's a mental thing. Ball's going through the hoop. You're more like quick,
I understand.
Jazzed up to bend your knees, move your feet a little bit more on defense to try to get the ball back to make that next shot.
But any team can win a basketball game when you're shooting like that.
Sure.
Can you go out and win a basketball game when you're shooting 42%?
That's what you have to
from
do.
From the field. And that's where this team has lacked.
If they play defense like they played against
yes,
Purdue.
Yes, exactly.
They
it's
will.
A mindset.
But will you do that every single time out? That has been my ask for this team for years. We have seen, even going back to Chris Holtman teams, they have been pretty damn efficient offensively. Just go and look at their numbers. They have been a top 25, a lot of years better than that offensively. It's, can you get that defense up to a certain standard where teams really don't want to see you on their schedule because they know it's just going to be a tough night trying to get open shots?
Isn't that
they
what
take
coaching
a step.
Is though, Timmy?
Yeah,
I don't want to knock on the coaching staffs that we've had here, but you know, you can go out, you can recruit guys that are just shooters,
mm-hmm.
right? But what can you get those guys to? The intangibles, day in, day out. That to me is the greatest sign of coaching.
It's a pillar of what you want your program to be. So clearly, like, you've got to know this when you go to recruit somebody. You've got to know, can, if this guy maybe bends more offensively, there's some guys I get. You can't avoid because what they can bring from an offensive standpoint. If you can win them on the recruiting trail, you take them, and then you hope that you have enough defensive dogs on your team around him that'll make up for that. And then you coach that guy as good as you can. Like John Mobley, I think you're seeing a little bit of him and his ability to move his feet and be a good on-ball defender, be a disruptor in passing lanes. You're seeing flashes of that. He's just got to be more consistent and put it all together. I see the desire. I see the passion in his game now, which is what I maybe didn't see enough of as a freshman, where I needed to see him get over that to where he wouldn't get down on himself when the ball wasn't going in the basket. But it's an overall encompassing thing of what you want your program to be when you focus on defense. It's why there's old Big East programs. There's, you know, San Diego State's of the world out west, St. John's out east, you know, a lot of these classic Big East teams. You just know them for their defensive tenacity. Syracuse and their vaunted 2-3 zone. There's teams out there that you just know, no matter what players they have, no matter what era you're in, they'll be miserable to play because of the defense they throw at you. Buckeyes have to get back to being that kind of team.
Play like Bruce, right? Bruce didn't have the shot going yesterday. That didn't stop him from playing tough, good defense. And
no.
Then late in that game, getting to the free throw line and hitting some key buckets.
And at the end of the day, he gets his 20, right?
Well, right, but I'm just saying, you don't look at that game and say, man, he was on it.
Right.
It was a struggle for him.
It's just because of the way you play, you find a way. You scratch and you claw and you almost wind up getting to your average by the end of the day because of how intense you are. And don't you love it too? For the second straight game, you had Tom Izzo and then you had Matt Painter yesterday. This is not something that coaches just hand out on a silver platter, like where they will talk. I mean, ask Mick Cronin to try to, you know, answer a question about the other team, right? But to hear what Izzo and then Matt Painter yesterday said about Bruce Thornton, where, you know, he's everything that college basketball should be about. Like, he easily could have run, but he stayed here because the guy's about winning. And Painter knows because he recruited him, too. He tried to get him to come to Purdue, and we got him here at Ohio State.
I hope this team has success. I hope they get to the tournament, you know, just because it's fun for fans like us.
Yeah.
But also, I think it'd be great for Bruce. It would send a great message. But, you know, we always talk about, and sometimes it feels like we're beating our head up against the wall, the history of this Ohio State basketball program and how we have to stop settling.
We do.
For just being the also. Oh, there's football. Also.
I was talking about this in the barbershop today. Look at me. Like, it's like...
That sounded,
whole new
that sounded
thing now.
Very black of you. I enjoyed that.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
It was me and my barber. We were there early. There was nobody else working. It was just him and me having a conversation about basketball.
But all the basketball that's been played throughout the years at Ohio State, no one has scored more points than this guy.
It's unbelievable.
That we're watching on the floor right now.
It is unbelievable. And tournament or no tournament, because of what he has done, I will have my respect for Bruce Thornton always and forever, but it would be so nice for the team to just come together now after this win against Purdue, because the last two times you've gotten this win over Purdue, what have you done with it?
Yeah,
it almost makes it more frustrating to come away with these big, massive wins near the end of the year and then sputter out. So that's the challenge to all of you guys in the Buckeye basketball program. Do not let it happen. Mobley, what you said afterwards about how we're going to go on a run, I'm going to hold you to that now. I'm going to hold you to that.
Coming up in 2 minutes, Jackets conversation, plus the eggplant region. Pizza Madness 2026. The bracket is out. We'll tell you about the matchups next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple minute delay on westbound 70 on the west side near Hilliard Rome Road due to that ongoing construction. And watch out for traffic backing up on southbound 270's off ramp to I-70 on the east outer belt. We've got an accident there that's blocking the left lane. This report is sponsored by Discover. Guess what? Discover's accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. You heard right, 99%. If you don't think so, maybe it's time to face facts. You're stuck in the past. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Timmy has more jiggling silicone in his Instagram feed than Sydney Sweeney riding a mechanical bull. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Oh, today's the day, kid.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
PizzaMadness.pizza is the website. You can see the entire bracket. We are revealing all the first-round matchups. The actual competition starts on Wednesday morning with T-Bone and Tyvus. We're splitting it between the two shows. So now, we unveil the eggplant region.
Da-da-da-da-da-ba-da-da.
Are you ready?
Oh, where are we going to start? With the number one seed?
Number one
at the top?
Seed is JT's. They were in the championship matchup last year. They lost a tough battle to Tommy's. Tommy's was the champion. JT's is a one seed this year going up against 16 seed Donato's. A lot of people saying, why is Donato's in this? They're a chain. They're a local chain. They represent Columbus pizza heritage. They're grandfathered into this tournament. Even as a 16 seed, they deserve to be represented.
I could argue, I mean, we could make an argument that they would be higher than a 16 seed. But I think just having them in the field for everything that you just said is important. There are a lot of people that I know that don't live in Columbus anymore, but when they come back, they still want to have a Donato's pizza because it reminds them of home.
I also want to say, you know, because we're going to get a lot of people saying this pizza's trash. We already heard it. Evil Bald Colin back there ripping on flyers. There's no need for that.
No.
This is a celebration.
Stop being evil, Colin.
Of Columbus area pizza. It's a celebration. Let's celebrate. We have ones that we like more than others. Trust me, there's a couple pizza places on this list that I'm not a huge fan of, but I know you guys are. so they make it into the bracket. But let's all just be as positive as we can and not punch people in the sack.
And look, just because we have to vote for the one that we think should win doesn't mean we hate the other one.
Correct.
It's an honor.
Even though sometimes we do.
But it's an honor to be here.
It's an honor to be nominated. That's right. So we got the 1-seed JTs up against the 16 Donatos. We got an 8-9 matchup. Meisters, the 8-seed. Local bar. They have two different types of pizzas.
They got the deep dish Chicago style. Yeah, a lot of people like it.
I prefer the thinner crust that they have there. Up against the 9-seed Josie's, who we had recently, right?
Yeah, we just had Josie's from a pizza place far away last month.
Do people even understand that reference?
Yeah, they do. Josie's at a pizza place far away.
So 8 Meisters, 9 Josie's.
Oh, look at this 5-12
matchup. The 5-12
matchup
was designed just to piss off Jen Winters.
Oh, this one is for Bexley
It's the Battle of Bexley, the 5-12. Rubino's the 5 up against Bexley Pizza Plus, the 12.
That's like if there's an opportunity. And they had one recently when the committee put Ohio State up against Dayton.
That's
right. In the first round.
So there you go. Battle of Bexley.
Oh, man.
First round.
That's a good one. I've not been over to Rubino's just yet. I've got to have them.
You haven't been Rubino's?
Had Bexley Pizza Plus
Saturday
when they were open for lunch hours.
One of the most unique selections because of the way they do their sausage. It's almost like a thin-style gyro meat.
I like that.
Is how they do. It's a slice of sausage,
so
very
it's
thin,
big surface area,
but thinly sliced. Yeah, very unique.
You typically go for the chunk, don't you?
I do.
I like all kinds of sausage, though.
But there are places in this that represent both sliced sausage, chunk sausage. Now, 4-seed Yellow Brick up against the 13-seed Stads. Stads was a very high seed in last year's tournament, but they were out in the first round. And I don't think that was necessarily fair to them. So where I say, oh, why are they a 13 seed? Well, that's just the way it shook out. We asked for your votes, popularity-wise. Stads, I think, is a very solid pizza. This could be a very competitive 4-13 matchup. But again, once we get to the actual competition, it's based purely on taste and experience. That's what we're judging here.
Let me ask you a question about the voting. Do we throw out experience at the pizza place at all?
That's a factor.
Can we factor?
I was going to argue for that. That's not necessarily the be-all, end-all, because there are lots of places on this list that really have no experience because they're takeout only.
Absolutely. No, I get that. But if you do have a place, I love going out on the weekends and having a place that's open for lunch hours, and a lot of shops, I would love to push them to be open a little bit earlier on a Saturday. A lot of places don't open until 3, 4, or 5 o'clock, and you can't go and sit down for lunch and do it that way.
The 6-seed Pizza Nerds up against the 11-seed Scoreboard. Scoreboard was actually a request from T-Bone to be in here because I think he did a couple appearances out there and had the pizza and thought it was very good.
Okay, all right.
I have yet to have it. That will be part of my research for the Eggplant region. 3-seed Enrico's, right off of France Road over there by Tuttle, up against the 14-seed Shorty's, classic place. 7-seed Carlucci's up against 10-seed Amato's from Delaware.
Chuck Amato's.
Yeah. Amato's, very good. Wood-fired pizza up in Delaware. They also have a delicious shrimp toast appetizer. It's like a shrimp scampi. Like a butter-poached garlic shrimp on like a piece of garlic bread.
Well, that can't be bad.
That's delicious.
That's an unusual item for a pizza spot, but I would definitely try that.
And the 2-seed in the Eggplant region, Tarita's, up against the 15-seed Jets. Jets is not a Columbus institution, but they are popular, and for a chain, I think they have very good pie. So, Tarita's the 2-seed, Jets the 15, that is the Eggplant region.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Should I introduce the thing now?
Let's do it.
Tell people about the thing?
Okay. Yeah, let's do it. We've waited long enough.
So we have the, obviously, pizza bracket. PizzaMadness.pizza presented by our friends at Billiards Plus. But we wanted to put together a gathering this year. We're still working on which pizza places will be there. We have some that have signed on. We have others that we're efforting. But Saturday, May 9th, at Land Grant, we're going to do a Pizza Madness Fest. That'll be free. It's going to be a ticketed event, right? You have to have a ticket to get in, but the tickets are free.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's almost like a little...
It's a celebration of pizza and community.
It's a pizza tour.
And everything.
You'll have to pay.
Land Grant's beer will be there for you.
You'll have to pay for the food that you eat, right? Each individual vendor will have prices for things, but the entry fee, our end of it, is free.
And the whole idea here is that all of the best places in Columbus are going to come to you, or at least descend on one spot.
Yes.
So we can hop around festival style and just enjoy whatever pizza place is there, whatever floats your boat that day. It'll be from 4 to 8 o'clock. We're looking to have music. We're looking to have other games. We're looking to have all sorts of fun. I'll be there. You'll be there. T-Bone will be there. Tyvus will be there.
We're all going to be there.
Hopefully,
but we're not the main attraction.
No. Hopefully, as many of our fan personalities that are able to show up that day will be out there just hanging out, having a good time.
So even though it's free, you still will need a ticket to get in. The tickets will be available on April 1st. Okay? So not quite yet. But I'm just telling all of you, May 9th, Saturday from 4 to 8, keep it open if you'd like to join us for our first ever Pizza Madness Fest, which, if you don't show up, may turn out to be our last ever Pizza Madness Fest.
No.
I hope you all come.
April 1st, that'll be a fun day to announce something.
What are you implying?
April 1st is a fun day.
Okay, it's a fun day. Yeah. How you doing over there, Ted? All right?
Doing good, Mike.
You excited for all the pizza?
I am. I'd love a pizza, all right? Come on.
Are you coming? Fantastic. Are you coming to the festival, Teddy?
You have to come,
you know,
Teddy.
What? I'm going to the festival.
You have to come.
I will be there.
I'm going to drive the canal and pick you up.
People don't get to see me very often. I haven't been out in a while, but
man,
I am coming to this.
Thing.
So you better get those tickets if you want to come meet me.
Ooh, you know it's a special thing. Ted's going to have an autograph line.
No, I think we set up a kissing booth for Ted.
Oh, man.
$50 right on the lips, baby. 5-second Frenchers.
I didn't pay for tongue.
Too bad. That's what you're getting.
Upcharge.
The tongue is free. All right, we will have some Jackets conversation, and we will continue to go through first-round matchups. Pizza Madness, the entire bracket is online now. PizzaMadness.pizza. And if you are one of our fine Columbus area pizza places that made the round of 64, make sure to spread the news to all your customers, because we'll have voting soon. Voting is a component. You're voting. Our tasting is another component. Actually, the bigger component.
That's the bigger component. This starts, we're starting this on Wednesday.
It starts Wednesday morning with T-Bone and Tyvus, and then we will start, you and I will start Wednesday afternoon. All right, Jackets conversation, more pizza talk coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
But we've got some slower traffic on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue, and a bit of a slowdown on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 east and west split. Just a couple minute delay there. This report is sponsored by Weatherbug. Get the fastest local alerts and accurate 24/7 forecast with Weatherbug. It's easy to use and provides real-time customizable alerts, so the weather never takes you by surprise. Plan every day with confidence. Download the free Weatherbug app from the App Store now. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Join the Fan weeknights at 6 for the Buckeye Show. And if you're asking if it's just a bunch of homers rooting for all things Ohio State, yes, yes it is. Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes, the Fan, Ohio sports destination.
I'm Les.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan, it's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Know anything about the Fans contest, how to win, or what's up for grabs? Check out 971thefan.com. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
11.5. That's not the Buckeye football over-under win total. That's the amount of times Common Man wipes his crack. I'll take the over.
Ugh, what's that smell?
You're listening to Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Men, we all understand how important hibbity-dibbity time is in a relationship for you and your partner. Erectile dysfunction, they call it ED, the kids do. That can take that away, often creating serious strains on the relationship as well.
You don't want that.
You don't want that.
It's hard enough as it is being married this long.
If ED is affecting you, it's time to get back to the SEX, intimacy and love.
Can't say it.
Bring you closer together. No, because whenever I say it, I think of you saying it, and then my wiener never wants to work again.
Just can't accept what it is.
My friends at Tri-State Men's Health, they have an expert staff, and if you're like a lot of men, you could be having the thing, hibbity-dibbity time, the day after your appointment. I want you to call them today, 800-900-9654, or visit tristatemenshealth.com. It's March now. Start out the month like a rock.
Like a rock, oh, like a rock. I'd like a little seeker.
Pizzamadness.pizza.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
The bracket is up. We also announced that on May 9th, which is a Saturday, we're going to do a fest, Pizza Madness Fest, with 15 to 20 of our favorite local Columbus pizza locations or franchises or restaurants, whatever the hell
pizza
I'm trying
places.
To say. You know what I'm saying. All in one place, Gravity Park, over by Land Grant. It'll be free, but you will need a ticket to get in. More info on tickets coming on April 1st.
This is just a real nice surprise. All the pizza and fun that's going to be had.
Jackets on the road for the Rangers tonight, 6:30 coverage. Blew an opportunity for 2 points on Saturday night, despite dominating for two periods. All I've heard Jackets... players talk about is how much they've dominated. They dominated the first period in Boston. They walk out of there with nothing.
We got to get off of this.
They dominated the first two periods in this game on Saturday night. Their words, not mine, came out with nothing. 1 point.
Right.
When you should have had two. You were in attendance.
2-0. 2-0. It was really disappointing. And, you know, Jets got to come up with some of those stops. I know some of those were sort of seeing eye pucks, puck luck type of things. I mean, the one that was up like above his head that dropped to the ice, then it was pounded right in. But to give up two that quickly. And then in the overtime, I thought he had a good eye on the move that was being made. Sometimes you just need one of those one-on-one stops to turn the momentum, to get you going. Really didn't possess the puck at all in that overtime.
Well, they started,
and that was by design.
They
so.
Started with possession of the puck.
Yeah.
Gave it away.
Yep.
Without an opportunity.
And we're
then
all sitting there booing. And
on that game-winning goal, you know, as good as he is from a talent standpoint, Fantilli's picking his ass.
Yeah.
He doesn't get back.
Get back. But it'd be nice if Jet can make that stop at the same time. Get a one-on-one save, get the puck back, see what we can do. It's like you said, we talked about this earlier in the season where we try to focus on some of the positives, and then all of a sudden you look up at the standings and you're dead last in the conference, and you can't hang your hat on, oh, we felt like we played well. You've got to start getting results. We've had plenty of that already this season, where you played good hockey, you tried to feel good about that, things you can build upon. We've said and done all that. Now it's getting late in the year. you're going up against teams that are in the same conference and the same division as you, you've got to get those 2 points, especially when you're at home and especially when you have a 2-0 lead in the hockey game.
I was reading the thing yesterday about the Blue Jackets power play.
Jackets power play watch.
And for once, we're not talking about the effectiveness. We're talking about the fact that they don't get on the power play. The Blue Jackets rank last in the league with 138 power play opportunities this season. Finished last in the league last season with 185 total. They finished 31st in 23-24 and finished 29th in 22-23. So this is a multi-year trend. Twice this season, they've gone entire games without a power play and received one or fewer in 13 games. Over the past 5 years combined, the Jackets rank last in power play opportunities at 979, which is 49 fewer than the Golden Knights, who are ranked 31st. Now, I understand it's frustrating, and it's frustrating when we see numbers like this, and you see a team like the Jackets that had a very high percentage of possessing the puck the last couple games, and yet they're not finding their way to the box. It's different if you're getting dominated and you don't have possession. Then there's usually a reason why,
right,
you're not going on the power play. Yeah. And I understand that it's frustrating, but look, I don't want to sound like the negative Nelly here, but there's always a reason. Anytime the Jackets are failing to perform up to expectations, we can point to something and say that's the reason why. And now the reason is going to be the officials hate us. We're just not getting on the power play.
It's a mental thing now. I mean, there's somewhere in
between.
Why
are we writing about it?
There's somewhere in between where it's been this way for such a long period of time. It's spanned coaches now, and Rick Bowness he just walked in the door. So I know it's something that he's frustrated about now, and he's starting to feel like officials do have it out, or they just can't see the penalties that are being committed against the guys wearing Columbus Blue Jacket uniforms. But if you turn it up, like there are ways to draw penalties, the same in other sports, or there are ways to draw fouls.
It is an art to drawing a penalty.
Yeah.
Sometimes
it's a little bit with how you sell it.
Of course it is. There's a level of embellishment too that comes into play. Not with every single call, but on some of them.
It's also just in where you put the puck. That's another thing too.
Mm-hmm.
Like the more opportunities that you are going to get in front of the net in a given hockey game, you can try to drum up some of those calls. And it's when you get out of just dumping the puck into the zone, which that's what a lot of that was later in the game in the third period. It seemed like once that sucker was at 3-3, that for the last 3-4 minutes of it,
they were praying for overtime.
They were content. Both sides were content. I think they had their ups and downs in that game, both sides, where they wanted to get it to that period. But I think there's always something that you can do. It's like we talk about with basketball, right? If the shot is not going in, if you're not seeing it go through the net, you don't have to sit back there and keep chucking threes. You can make something happen, and then you can always draw fouls by attacking. By attacking the opposition, by taking it hard, and you're going to pick up some contact. And Jackets need to do something similar right now.
This has been a team the last few years that has not been the most physical team in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they've shied away from some of that hard contact where they could draw penalties. And so, you know, we'll see. As this team gets better, possesses the puck more, forces the issue more, we'll see if that trend continues. But you know, quite frankly, it's also not a coincidence. This has not been a very good hockey team for many of those years that I just mentioned.
Good hockey teams, or excuse me, bad hockey teams, teams that finish near the bottom of the standings, are not going to have the most power play minutes. That sort of tracks, right? You have got to flip that. And look, if they're going to make the postseason, this will start to turn. Like, it will be a byproduct of that.
It has to.
Your power play stats are going to have to climb up if they're going to wind up getting the 7 or the 8 seed out here.
You know what else has to turn, too? You got to beat some bad teams, and that starts tonight on the road against the Rangers, 6:30 here on The Fan. Another Michigan man is making the university proud. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch out for an accident that's blocking the right lane of eastbound 70's off-ramp to 270 on the east side. And we've got some slower traffic on eastbound 670 between Neal Avenue and 71. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Testing live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Jacob Reimer. The Columbus Blue Jackets return to action tonight in New York, taking on the Rangers. The CBJ look to snap their two-game skid. Face-off is at 7 o'clock right here on The Fan. In the NFL today, the Browns acquired right tackle Titus Howard in a trade with the Texans in exchange for a fifth-round pick. The Texans then landed David Montgomery from the Lions. They sent two draft picks and offensive lineman Juice Scruggs to Detroit in return. The Bengals and right guard Dalton Reisner agreed to a one-year, $5 million extension, and the Commanders released Pro Bowl corner Marshawn Lattimore. College hoops tonight in the top 25. Number one, Duke is at NC State at 7 o'clock. And number two, Arizona hosts number six, Iowa State at 9 o'clock. This update is sponsored by Uber Eats. Uber Eats has a great deal waiting for you at Scramblers. From now through March 31st, get a buy one, get one free deal on the Manhandler Skillet. On the app, terms apply. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Booing is one of the great joys of fandom. You boo bad. You boo lazy.
Your boos mean nothing. I've seen what makes you cheer.
You boo undisciplined. But you must always boo cocky.
Ew, and boo. This kind of thing is getting out of hand with you, too. Y'all are an official warning.
Here's Man and Timmy.
A former Michigan coach doing some bad, bad things. We're having a lot of fun on this show today, though, because it's all about pizza madness. We have been unveiling each region of the bracket, which is live right now at pizzamadness.madness.
Not dot madness. Pizzamadness.pizza. You moron.
I apologize.
Pineapple region is coming up shortly.
Thank you for correcting me. Is there anything better when it comes down to something like March Madness than just holding the bracket in your hand?
Isn't I'm more excited about thing? The pizza bracket than I am the actual college basketball bracket.
That's fine. I encourage everybody to do both. But yes, the pizza bracket and Pizza Madness taste a hell of a lot better than March Madness. So to this football story, the Falcons said bye-bye to LaTroy Lewis.
Oh, what happened to LaTroy Lewis?
LaTroy's the assistant defensive line coach, but that was as of Friday. He gone now. So the Ann Arbor Police Department, they confirmed that they're currently investigating allegations of sexual assault against Lewis. And a spokesperson said the Ann Arbor PD was just recently made aware of the woman's allegations, which stem from a December 5th, 2024 incident while Lewis was on the Michigan football staff. That's a long time ago, Mike. A
lot of gross stuff happening in 2024 at Michigan. A lot of gross stuff.
So the attorney said Lewis intends to fiercely fight these false allegations with the support
attorney says that
of his wife, family, and my team. The woman's attorney said that her client filed an incident report with the Ann Arbor PD and applied for a protective order against Lewis earlier this week. Said the client and Lewis met on a dating app and started communicating back in July of 2024. While Lewis was an assistant D-line coach at Michigan, Lewis's behavior became increasingly aggressive over text and phone calls, the attorney said. The two met in person for the first time at Weber's Hotel in Ann Arbor.
Weber's.
Could be Weber. It's 1B. So could be that. That was in December of 24, where the attorney said Lewis was supposed to give back goods her client had given him. According to the attorney, Lewis raped and battered her client at the hotel. My God.
All right, gross. Alabama quarterback Ty Simpson has known Browns head coach Todd Monken for years. Their fathers were friends, mm-hmm. still are friends.
And, yep.
And he was asked, Ty Simpson was, at the Combine this past weekend, would you like to go play for the Cleveland Browns?
Oh, yeah.
He, of course, answered that question, but I don't want to hear from Ty Simpson. His voice is not memorable. Instead, here is Ty Simpson speaking through the Queen of England.
My dad and Coach Monken go way back. They talk often. He texted him when he got the job, and they've texted a little bit since. So if I had the opportunity to play for the Browns, it would be a dream come true. I think I'd be in great hands with the team they have and the organization. And then Coach Monken. What he does with the quarterbacks and the offense is super quarterback friendly. And I think he's going to coach me hard if I'm able to go there. And I know he's going to do it the right way. Speaking of hard, I heard Timmy had quite the time getting his goo sample in the small tube they gave him. Oh, Timmy, with measurements like that, we would have had a grand old time while I was still alive. As for common man, pooping in my box is strictly off limits, despite what Odell Beckham Jr. tells you. That's how infections happen, you dirty boy.
Goodbye!
Thank you, Queen.
Well, that was...
Appreciate it.
That was nice. Da, 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 da.
Pizza Madness, not pizza. Are you ready for the unveil of the Pineapple Region?
Oh, unveil away, Sir Common Man.
Number one seed. They were a number one seed in last year's tournament as well. T-Bone's personal favorite, Eagle Villa in New Albany. They're going up against the 16 seed Bren's Pizza. It is a chain, but I think it's pretty damn good.
Pretty good.
It deserves to be represented here in the bracket. Eight seed, Granddad's. Up against the 9 seed, local chain Massey's, another, for me, Columbus institution when it comes to chain pizzas is Massey's, and they got a tough 8-9 matchup with Granddad's. The 5 seed, they did well in last year's tournament. They were a sleeper, got to the Sweet 16, Brooklyn's Pizza in Powell, up against the 12 seed, OH Pizza and Brew, both very, very solid pies. I'm a fan of both of them.
Are we turning Tyvus onto Brooklyn's Pizza now? Isn't that happening?
He's been there. He enjoyed it very much. You know, what's funny
is that New York style pizza, baby. Tyvus, it's got a place in my heart.
Has always been the type of guy that says all pizza tastes similar. But as he's going on this pizza journey and doing a lot of homework for this tournament and his ass is growing, he's also coming to realize the differences and how good pizza is. Where it's funny, he'll call me up, be like, I just went to this place, best I ever had. And then he'll call me the next day.
It's always the best.
About some other place he went to, best I ever had, that's best.
Oh, Tyvus, he just loves, I mean, how could a guy like Tyvus not love pizza, think that it's the best thing ever?
All right, here we go. So what did I tell you? I told
we're
you, Brooklyn's
OH Pizza Group. 413, Iaconos.
Iaconos, the 4 seed up against the 13 seed Cardinal Pizza. A very tough matchup there.
You'll have to tell me about Cardinal.
Well, you have to go try it.
I will try.
Yeah, we are going to eat at all 64 of these places. Last year, I put on 30 pounds during this tournament, and damn it, I want to put on some more. The 6th seed, Bazemore, goes up against the 11th seed, Tammy's. Adriatico's, the 3 seed, big fan of Adriatico's, is Jordan Tries. On Instagram, you can find him. Actually, when Adriatico's was eliminated last year, he sent me death threats. Up against the 14 seed, Little Sicily's.
We don't condone that. By the way, everything we said about sharing pizza and love, let's try to keep it positive and keep it upbeat, everybody.
The Marysville institution, Benny's Pizza, is a 7 seed. They're going up against Natalie's, the 10 seed. And the 2 seed, Minnelli's.
Liza's?
Nope.
Oh.
Up against the 15 seed Villanova. A little fun fact about Minnelli's. The final show that I had with T-Bone, you celebrated the occasion by getting some Minnelli's delivered.
No. No. Tarita's.
All right. you could have just went with it. You could have just said yes.
No, I couldn't.
Well, we had Minnelli's delivered at some point during that final week.
So much pizza brought in.
Minnelli's is a good place right off 70
Wilson Road.
Wilson Road, that's right.
It's a good place to actually eat in. They got the red tablecloths in there. Fantastic spot. It seems like you're eating at your grandmother's place. It's fantastic. It is great.
That's the eggplant region.
Pineapple region.
Jesus. That's the pineapple region. We have one more region to go. And it's the pepperoni region.
That's correct.
That's correct. See? It's almost like I didn't make up this thing myself.
That is fantastic.
Crew got a point in Kansas City on Saturday. The home opener is on Saturday, this coming Saturday.
So is it going to snow?
No, it's going to feel like 73 yes. degrees. That's the beauty part, is that we have, 20 degrees in snow this morning. And then by Friday, Saturday, it's going to be in the 70s. And that's when the entire city comes down with the biggest migraine known to man.
Mm-hmm.
It's the temperature changes for me, man. Mess you up.
Oh, mess you up big time. And I'm just, I love the winter, but the golfer in me, once I start watching all these bigger tournaments on TV, I'll have more on what happened this weekend later.
Do it next, actually.
Do it next. So, yeah, my God. But I'm ready to get out there. I played in The Sim a couple of times, and it's fun, but I gotta take a divot,
Cucho?
I gotta feel that club face going through the fairway. Perfect divot. I gotta see that ball flying through the air, landing on the green. I'm ready, baby.
We're gonna talk about a collapse for the ages coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got quite the slowdown due to traffic backing up because of an accident on southbound 270's off-ramp to I-70 on the east outer belt. Avoid it if you can. And there's a couple-minute holdup on southbound 315 between 670 and Town Street. This report is sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone. Starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone. I'm going to call for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Expert at making mornings better. He brought back the bagel sandwiches at McDonald's. He feeds birds out of his mouth. And he hosts a radio show guaranteed to make you smile. T-Bone.
Yes.
T-Bone and Tybus.
Weekday mornings at 6.
The Fan.
Accountability. Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Watch out for some patchy fog overnight with a few rain showers across central Ohio. Overnight lows at about 37. On Tuesday, high temps middle 50s with moderate to heavy rainfall coming in the afternoon, which could make for a slow evening rush hour. Another high chance for moderate to heavy rainfall coming in on Thursday morning, but Thursday's highs right around 70 degrees. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Are you really telling me this is the highest rated sports show in the country?
Well, that's obviously not true.
Shit.
Yeah, that boy got diarrhea.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
PizzaMadness.pizza, presented by our friends at Billiards Plus. The bracket has been released. The voting is not active yet. The actual competition will start Wednesday morning with T-Bone and Tyvis, continue with us Wednesday afternoon. But we have one more region to unveil, and that is the pepperoni region. But first, Timmy's going to dazzle us with a tale of someone crapping all over themselves.
Where are you, first of all, with your golf watching? Did you get a little golf in you Saturday or Sunday?
Hasn't kicked in really for me yet.
Okay.
Once we get to Masters time, then I'll really start to kick it into business.
I encourage you to start paying attention this month, okay? I mean, March is the best sports month. It is otherworldly. I say it and I mean
and
it.
And I don't think that's true.
Hockey is picking up steam. We've got the greatest sporting event, in my opinion, in the entire world in March Madness in the NCAA tournament this month. And I know that bleeds into April, but there's something for everybody. You're a baseball fan. We got spring training heading up towards opening day. We got hockey, as I just said. The NBA is coming down the finishing run here as well for the regular season.
When do the Columbus Aviators start, Teddy?
Yeah, is that this month?
It's
with
the
a March game?
End of the month, I believe.
Oh, yeah. My God.
See?
March Madness.
You really do. Soccer, the MLS season has picked up.
Yeah, that's right.
It's all here. NFL free agency. That's fun to follow. But they're going to be at the Arnold Palmer this week. That's a big-time event. He's got maybe the coolest logo with the yellow, red, and orange.
Speaking of Arnold, when is the Arnold
Fest? This weekend.
See? There you go. Arnold Fest.
Arnold and Arnold. We had a boss once that thought that the Arnold Expo was a golf tournament here in town.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's Jack's place. That's the memorial. That's the
that
one tournament we have.
That person was in charge of our entire careers.
So this is why it doesn't matter what the tournament is for me, because golf provides drama. And if it's a blowout, then whatever. You can just kiss it goodbye and wait till next weekend because they're playing every single week. So they're at the place called the Bear Trap, or at least the stretch on the back nine, infamously is known as the Bear Trap because Jack Nicklaus designed that three-hole stretch, 15, 16, 17, at PGA National down in West Palm Beach, Florida. And boy, did it catch Shane Lowry from Ireland yesterday. It looked like this wasn't going to be a very dramatic finish. He had a three-shot lead. This was Van de Veldian, if this was in a bigger tournament, just the fact that it's in the Cognizant Classic, he had a 97% chance to win when he was teeing off on 16.
And then
he went double bogey 16, double bogey 17 to lose straight up to Nico. What's the guy's name? He's from South America.
Echeverria.
Nico Echeverria.
He's from South America. You just sent him to an entire continent.
He's not Gary Player.
Let's go Colombia for Nico Echeverria.
Is that where he's from for real?
Is that right there?
Naming drug-producing countries to send him to.
Colombia, Argentina, one of those guys down there.
Completely different countries.
But the thing that was sad about Shane is he admitted that it was going to be the first time, if he could pull off the win, his four-year-old daughter was there. So sometimes, you know, your families might travel to a couple of tournaments, but if it looks
first time
like
she would have seen him,
if it
win,
yeah, if it looks like you're in the hunt,
instead
maybe
she saw him burst into flames,
yeah, maybe,
and die right in front of her eyes.
That's what happened. So he talked about this after the game and or after the match.
Kudos to him, by the way, for sitting down and talking.
Yeah. Yeah, and he spoke about that, too, about how he really wanted to get that feeling of seeing his four-year-old girl run out there to the 18th green, hug daddy after he gets a big PGA Tour victory, and he forgot the winning part.
Instead, she just stood there and shook her head.
Oh, poor Shane.
You want to be my dad.
It was a beautiful disaster yesterday.
Beautiful disaster is...
garbage?
No. Who was beautiful disaster, Teddy?
311.
Is that beautiful disaster?
Right. I think 311.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Whoa. Pepperoni region. It's live. Pizzabandist.pizza brought to you by our friends at Billiards Plus. This is the final region.
Dust now, off the bracket.
We're not doing matchups yet. We're just telling you what the matchups are because we want you to go out and do your own research. This is a celebration of local pizza. Give these places your business and do your own research. So the one seed in the pepperoni region is Sexton's. Sexton's, always solid. They've become one of my favorite places in Central Ohio. They get a one seed here, going up against the 16 seed, Boston's. A chain, mm-hmm. but still has loyal fans. They got quite a few votes during our selection process.
You got the one right across from the arena. It's been a staple.
You got that one. People got one going there before
Jackets games.
Marysville, I want to say.
I believe so. Yeah. Yep.
The 8th seed, Pasquale's. He's up against the 9 seed. This is Joshua Perry's pick because it's the pizza he grew up on, Cheshire Market. Now, Cheshire Market had a 16 seed last year.
A lot of bitching
and moaning about
that. That's a glow up for Cheshire Market.
And they got a lot of votes during our selection process, and Joshua Perry really likes them, so they got a tough 8-9 matchup. But Cheshire Market up in Delaware, that is the 9 seed. George's Pizza in my neck of the woods, Shawnee Hills. I get George's Pizza probably more than any other pizza.
That's your home base spot.
Because they're really, really good, and they're close to my house. But again, really, really good. The 5 seed going up against the 12 seed. Another chain, but I think another solid choice, Dewey's. I also am a fan of Dewey's. More their specialty pies than just the straight... you know, tomato sauce and pep sort of deal. If I'm going to Dewey's, it's normally for a specialty. But the 5 seed George's up against the 12 seed Dewey's. The 4 seed Black Dog, also in Dublin. They went to the Sweet 16 last year. Up against the 13 seed, the O on Lane.
Lovely.
Which you and I know very well.
We know that very well. We did a show out there last year. And that was a lot of fun. People were able to come out and see us. They've got really good food and really good pizza. We go to the bottom region, bottom of the bracket here, with a 6 seed Mikey's Late Night Slice.
I was there on Saturday.
You were?
I was. My daughter had a birthday party at Mikey's Late Night Slice. They just had pizza for her, but I stopped and got myself a slice because why the hell not?
Well, you're
on my way out, I stopped and got a slice.
It's March. It's the first day of March. You're getting ready for Pizza Madness, and they're going up against a solid chain, the 11 seed Romeo's.
Romeo's not too long
ago. Romeo's a couple of weeks ago. I was talking about how I popped into their app, and I encourage everybody to make sure or at least check on your favorite pizza place and see if they've got a rewards program, whether that's on the web or if they have their own app. Make sure that you're signed up for it because you can get a lot of free nice things. Like I got a free pie that I didn't know I had. It's good to see Mikey's Late Night Slice in there, though. That brings up fond memories because they've had a location in the casino for a long time. And when Tyvus and I used to do appearances together going way back into when he kind of first started here, we would always get their spicy ass pepperoni. It's a very solid pizza. It's one of my favorite pizzas
in Mikey's
Columbus.
Used to just be the one spot in the short north. And I remember back when I was banging and they were first getting going, you know, I'd had a few there one night. And I remember they had their special sauce, which I forget what it's called now, but it used to be called
something.
Slut sauce.
The slut sauce.
And there was
a picture
of Paris Hilton on the bottle of the sauce.
That ever get back to her?
I think it did because they got a cease and desist.
Yeah.
But they've been banging for a long time, man.
But you know what?
I'm a big fan.
Good try. I respect
it. Good try. Slut sauce.
Call it that.
Lasted
for as long
at least
as you can.
5 years. All right, so where do we leave off? Mikey's late night slice against the 11 seed Romeo's.
We're going below that, so the 3 seed is Dante's.
Excellent pie.
You're a big fan of Dante's.
Love Dante's.
And then they go up against the number 14 seed Pizza Rover.
This is a new addition this year. Pizza Rover is a mobile food truck, and I got a chance to have it not too long ago, and I thought it was excellent, and they deserve a spot in this competition.
Then the last two matchups in the entire 64-team field. Let's go with the 7-10. The 7 is Pauly G's.
In the short north, artisan pie. They take their craft very seriously. It's delicious.
I think Pauly G's and Sexton's have some similarities with what they do because you've got, you know, the artisan style crust in the old Italian oven. Very beautiful oven in the Pauly G location.
Beehive is what we call
that.
Beehive
oven. Yes. And then they've also got their Detroit style thicker crust, which is
it's very good,
exceptional.
If you're going there for the first time, I recommend just the regular hand tossed neo-Neapolitan style.
Detroit's I recommend very good, but both.
Oh, all right, fair.
I recommend one of each because it's both outstanding. And then 10 got a location right by my house in Hilliard's, Ange's. So they're
solid,
really good too.
Solid pie.
Then one that I've really become fond of that's up to a 2 seed this year in the 215 matchup that finishes up our bracket, Emilio's.
Excellent
out on
pie.
Georgesville Road, a little bit south of Hollywood Casino. Both times, I shouldn't say both, it's probably been 4 or 5 times I've been there now. Every single time I wind up loving it more and more. They have a really incredible salads as well, but I know
we're not ranking the salads.
Is the most important
thing.
That's
a good recommendation.
Kingies is the 15 seed.
Teddy loves himself some Kingies.
I do, and our digital guy, Tyler, he was talking about how much he loves it. Evil Bald Colin loves it, so it's one, all of our favorites.
All right, well, that's going to be a tough matchup. It's a 215.
It is tough because...
But that's going to be a tough one because Kingies has a lot of fans.
Yeah, so get out there and vote, boys and girls and everybody in the U.S.
What are you doing? Timmy wants to defend someone that other people hate. That is coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is moving a little slow on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt, going from US 23 to 71. And there's also a slowdown on eastbound 70 on that east side from Livingston Avenue to US 33. This report is sponsored by BHM CPA Group. Tax season made simple. Thousands trust BHM CPA Group for accurate, affordable, IRS-compliant 1040 filing. File today and maximize your return at BHMCPAGroup.com. Because BHM CPA Group simplifies the complex. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Settle into the cuck chair.
That's right.
Daddy likes to watch.
I'm your daddy.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Daddy, what are you doing?
I've got an odd, good, clean boy I want to honor on this nice Monday we head into March Madness.
I'm surprised by this.
I know you are. I know you are.
Because a lot of people don't like him.
I have a quick update on another college basketball coach. So, cat's out of the bag. It's going to be a college basketball coach that I talk about. But I was none too pleased with the demeanor and decorum of one Travis Steele.
No?
Miami, Ohio head basketball coach. This guy, and I didn't see what the hubbub was at the end of the half because what got caught was his reaction. I'm not saying that you're not entitled to overreact a little bit as a basketball coach. If you want to get demonstrative, if you want to get in a ref's face and you want to risk a technical foul, you think that might change some things in that ref's viewpoint and how he's going to call whatever you were discussing in the second half, that's your prerogative, right? I'm not going to sit here and stop you. What happened, though,
what happened was...
And this was ridiculous. As Steele was going into the tunnel, you know how we've got DJs now? I think Ohio State's got a DJ, but I ain't seen him. I don't know where he's set up. I think the Jackets employ a DJ now for in the intermissions. This DJ was set up a little bit behind the basket. And as Travis Steele's going into the tunnel, he just goes in like two-arm shoves the amplifier slash speaker that's sitting on a tabletop here. It's a good like 4 feet up, just pushes the sucker right over and just continues on into the way. And then they show some camera clips of the DJ kind of like throwing his hands out, like talking to some other guy, like, what, you know, probably, what the hell, bro? Like, this bald dude just came by and just ruined my S. Who's going to pay for that? I thought that was worthy of a suspension, to be quite honest of you. It seemed so low class
They played a tough game, too. They were on the road. They wound up winning by just two. By the way, one
more
quick thing on the Miami Redhawks. I understand.
I'm not trying to kill your run, Miami.
No, I know.
You're
right.
I think
you're right to call out bad behavior.
That's a low class move.
It's almost
by your
coach. Like coaches are stunted adolescents that can't control their feelings.
Let's be better.
But anyway, it amazes me. I understand they're not going to be a one seed. All right. But Bruce Pearl saying,
oh, yeah, this was a big thing this weekend,
that unless they win their conference tournament, they're not one of the 68 best teams in college basketball, to me, is asinine.
It's idiotic.
It's idiotic. Ridiculous.
I understand. You understand what it comes down to when we're talking about metrics and the net rankings and this new thing, the WAB, the wins above bubble.
WAB.
We're WABing, baby.
What's up, WAB?
It does sound like a nice Kirk metric.
Hey, everybody, WAB.
But isn't there a point when, no matter your schedule, if you win,
it's called winning
many
all your games.
Basketball games.
It's tough.
I know. There's teams that have probably lost 10 games, right? Where if you put them on a neutral floor and then let the Vegas odds makers decide, they might be underdogs. But to me, it's about earning whatever you can. And to me, if you get over 27 wins, call it whatever it is, you deserve to be in the NCAA tournament. They're two wins away from going undefeated in the regular season. I would say that's automatic. Like, if you go undefeated in your regular season, whether you win the conference tournament or not, if you're one of the smaller guys, you should automatically be in the field. So they did fine Travis Steele. The MAC released a statement and said for his halftime conduct, he's been fined $2,500 and Steele will also reimburse for damages to equipment that may have occurred during the incident. Yeah, buy a new speaker for the guy.
Their AD, by the way, David Snyder, or Sailor. I don't know why I said Snyder.
Sailor, yeah. Had
David
something to
Sailor
say about Bruce.
Clapped back at Bruce Pearl. He tweeted out, at Coach Bruce Pearl, you are flat out wrong about Miami basketball when you say we would finish last in the Big East. The disrespect is awful, and you should not be near a TV studio covering this sport when you show your true colors. Even slipped in a we when talking about Auburn.
He did.
Nice work. I don't mind that clapback on Twitter. I would like you to actually spell out the word you.
Because you're
Y-O-U,
an athletics director?
As opposed to just using the letter U because, you know, you're an AD. But what the hell do I know?
Bjorky's not doing something like that.
Bjorky doesn't have time. Doing his Q&As with everybody in the world.
Cameron Robinson-Teague is talking to him again. He's got a Q&A that's being released every single day
until
the end of time.
Every day.
Are we getting one tomorrow?
You're not getting one here, I'll tell you that.
No. Ross, if you're listening, if you don't think there's a question and answer being released tomorrow, please come down to the studio and have yourself an hour of fun with us. All this stuff that Mike was saying last week, he's a jokester. He really loves you. He loves what you did with
the football program. I'm not in a position.
Pumping up Ryan Day and we win the title.
To love anyone in that capacity.
Oh, but you
you can come in and talk to me. We can eat some pizza together. You can give your thoughts on pizza.
He could bring us his favorite pizza. Whatever, like, he's kind of pumping for Pizza Madness. Ross, you bring it, you stop by, you get your favorite pie, you pump it up, we eat it.
It's got to be in the bracket, though.
In the bracket.
He's going to show up with some trash.
No. So go to pizzamadness.pizza, and pick something that's in the bracket. So my good clean boy, this might shock a lot of you. I say it's UConn head basketball coach Dan Hurley.
He has never been described as either of those things.
Why would it be Dan Hurley? Well, I do, in doing a lot more research, I see the guy that is beneath the surface of the exterior and what gets caught on social media and people that have never paid 2 seconds of attention to UConn men's basketball, other than noticing that they win national championships all the time. Or the other thing, really the only thing that gets pumped up for a lot of people, is when he overreacts, gets in somebody's face, maybe barks back at a fan at a Creighton basketball game, those types of things. But if you go and search for it and just Google up or put in your Twitter search Dan Hurley, Alex Caravan, when they had their senior day, it is the emotion, it's how he feels about players that really give him his very best. And you could see Caravan, who's been an incredible four-year player, big man for the Huskies. People follow college basketball. I'm not telling you anything new. Caravan's been fantastic. And he starts to sort of tear up. And then when Hurley is there with his family and going in for the hug, he has to wipe his eyes because he's starting to tear up as well. And then afterwards in the postgame press conference, it's just an outpouring of appreciation. So what I think when it comes down to hard-ass college basketball coaches, what is the positive? What is the gain there? For this guy, you're winning big time. But I would rather have a coach that's rough around the edges, that is constantly demanding certain things from his players. And anytime you hear him in the huddle, it was just the other day against St. John's. Remember how they kicked their ass and held him to, what, 40 points in a basketball game? He was getting on his team in second half huddles because they were starting to take it easy on the glass. And he's trying to coach this team for whenever they're in the next tough moment, the next difficult point of a basketball game that's later on that could be the difference in them winning a championship or not. So someone that's always driving you, coaching you to respect the game, to respect the way you play, your teammates, if he's going to give a middle finger or if he swears in his postgame press conferences casually, I mean, shit. Yeah. Jack Sawyer was doing that all the time. Oh, F, man. Oh, S. Oh, S. Yeah, I love it, man.
He was
I love
doing
playing
it
for you guys.
He's just a humble, hardworking boy.
Yes, I know.
Dan Hurley's just an arrogant old man.
He can come off that way.
Not
and
very old, but he's younger than me, actually. So
he is an arrogant guy. He absolutely is. But when you win that way and when you walk the walk, you've got the right for that. But I also think that that's a guy that deeply cares about the game of basketball and his players. So that's why I shockingly give him the GCB for today. Mm-hmm. Sorry about it.
Colorado has hired Von Bell. He's a GCB.
Yeah, we've
former
had
former Buckeye.
You played with Tyvus, so when I was doing a lot of Buckeye shows with Tyvus, we had Vaughn on the show a number of times. And Cincinnati Bengal fans definitely loved the time that Von Bell put in a Bengal jersey. Two different stints there. You talk about hardworking players and guys that respect the game. I always thought that about Von Bell. I think he maximized every bit that he was going to get out of this game. And that's not to say, sounding like he wasn't the most talented player. He was a talented recruit, was an amazing player at Ohio State, won a national championship, but just always around the ball, always hunting, always around to make the tackle. Really good player.
Well, Von Bell's going to be safeties coach and defensive analyst. He was actually with the staff last season, but was never officially announced or recognized. You know, we always have like those rogue staffers.
Just got a guy
that are just around. Yeah. Who is that? I don't know.
Well, when can
I'm not going to publicly acknowledge him.
When can Ike Hilliard be one of those guys again?
No, you sent Ike Hilliard off the ice floe. You sent him into the ocean. He's dead now.
I was stumping for Ike.
He's dead.
I don't know why the Falcons got rid of him. I mean, they did go on a run after they got him out of the building.
You want to talk about some food?
Yeah.
Foodgasm. Foodgasm coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got slower traffic on westbound 670 going from 71 to 3rd Street. And watch for an accident that's on eastbound 33's off-ramp to northbound 270 on the west outer belt. This report is sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino-style games, Chumba Casino is your go-to destination for nonstop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
For the Fan 5K is now open. Join your favorite personalities June 20th at Otterbein University. The Fan 5K features a medal, t-shirt, free race photos, and a post-race party.
Get your spot today at 971therace.com.
Looking to sell? The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
That line is sponsored by Federal Elite Heating and Cooling and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
I want you to draw me like one of your French girls, Jack. Wearing this.
My eyes!
And only this.
Is it over? Can I open my eyes?
Here's Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy.
Clear?
Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. It's live, kids. Pizza Madness for 2026. Go to pizzamadness.pizza, not .com. That sucks. Pizzamadness.pizza for the full bracket. The matchups officially get underway Wednesday morning with T-Bone and Tyvus, 6 a.m. right here on The Fan. And, of course, if you don't listen at 6 o'clock in the morning, catch their podcast. Download it wherever you get our podcasts. There you go.
Perfect.
A little plug for them, too.
Oh, well, mornings and afternoons are all just doing pizza the whole month.
Time for the gasm.
Man and Timmy present... Oh, yeah. Foodgasm.
Sponsored by GoGermain.com. Shop 30 brands and over 4,000 vehicles only at GoGermain.com.
We talk about McDonald's a lot on this show. The Big Arch Burger. It is officially being introduced on March 3rd. So, what is that, tomorrow? Yeah.
Yeah, that tomorrow. Is tomorrow.
Now, some places, some locations have it already. I had myself one a couple weeks ago back in Italy.
So, you had the international version, it's always been so far.
But it's the same. It's the same toppings, same concept, all of that. I managed to also get one on Saturday. At a location stateside that had one here.
Stateside?
I did not.
You dork. I got one stateside.
I did not enjoy mine.
In the military?
Over in Italy. And I thought, oh, maybe the eye ties didn't make it the right way. But I had one here on Saturday. And let me tell you something. I also thought it was a big pile of trash. It was just a greasy mess. I did not care for the sauce. There's too much of it. It is too similar to Big Mac sauce. And what is different is there's an added sweetness to it that I'm not a fan of. It's too much. And you know me, I'm a fat ass. I'd rather have five regular hamburgers instead of this one big giant one.
So my app is directing me when I click on it. We're closest to the Broad Street location where we are. And it's got the Big Arch right now. So... March 3rd, March 2nd, where we're sitting here today, it's available. So depending on where you are, you can still get it like you did.
Look, a lot of people all the news articles are, can you
This has over 1,000 calories, and I'm not talking about that. All right? Good is good. I don't care if it's 9 million calories or 5. I'm not judging it based on its caloric content. I'm judging it purely on an eating experience. And I wouldn't change my routine up. I'm a Big Mac guy. I like Big Macs. Would I ever choose a Big Arch over a Big Mac? No way in hell would I. I've had it twice now. It did not impress me either times. But you go and make your decision starting tomorrow.
The thing that I wish they would get more back into, Mikey, is not something that's so similar to the Big Mac. I don't care about having that much beef. Like, that's... honestly, that's a little much when you're talking about a McDonald's burger. I could get a second one if I'm really that hungry, if like taking the sandwich size down so it's a better price. Give me something more like the old Costanza commercial. Got your hot side hot and your cool side cool.
You want
cool.
The McDLT?
Something like that. Like, it can be the Big and Tasty. Something that has a good quality fresh tomato slice.
Big and Tasty was here, and McDonald's will tell you it didn't sell enough, and that's why it's gone.
Well, then I'd like to see how the Big Arch winds up doing, because I just think it would be nice to have more of that all-American style burger.
You got to try it tomorrow then.
Yeah.
I anticipate your review.
Okay, I will try.
Go see Eduardo.
I will see Eduardo, and I'm sure if he's working that day, he'll be happy. But did you see the McDonald's CEO, the head of the whole damn corporation?
Chris Ronald
Kempczinski. He is getting raked on social media for the Instagram that he posted of him trying the Big Arch. And it's almost like there's somebody off to the side forcing this thing down his throat. And he's like, I just want to promise you that I'm going to eat this entire thing for lunch. And he takes bite.
Good for you, buddy.
And he just goes, that is a tremendous product. People are like, Chris, you're lying through your
freaking
teeth.
Loser. My God.
He hates that burger.
You know what? These companies, they need more fat asses running the show. They really do. I've said this before. You got the Wendy's headquarters right down the street. You got White Castle right down the street. Have me and Timmy in there to tell you what's up.
He takes his little nibble and he turns the burger and says, that's a big bite for the Big Arch. It's like a mouse just tried to gnaw on it. Take a bite. Open your mouth up and take a giant man-sized bite, you loser.
All right, here's something else for you. Ohio's Great Wolf Lodge.
I don't like it.
They're getting into the weird flavor game.
I'm done with this weird flavor stuff.
The resort is serving a limited time ranch milkshake at its locations.
Why?
It is vanilla ice cream blended with real ranch dressing.
Why?
That's
Why?
What it is. It's topped with crispy chicken, carrots, celery, whipped cream, and finished with a sweet, salty lime rim.
Oh, God.
The company says it's designed to be sipped or even used as a dip, leaning fully into the ranch theme. It rolls out nationwide from March 5th through March 20th. March 10th, by the way, marks National Ranch Day. So, there you go.
I don't care. That's a bad rim, by the way. I don't want this. Can we agree that we need to be done with this weird flavor crap just for the sake of...
Everybody does it, man.
Throwing something out there.
Didn't KFC just do a gravy gelato?
Yuck.
I think they did.
How much money does this cost a company to just push something out there like this?
Here's the good
news,
though.
And make the new product,
whatever,
and put it on the menu.
Whatever it cost in research and development and all that stuff.
Research and development?
They pass it on to the customers. Us.
Sure. So everything else can cost more.
That's correct.
We can't just stick to what we know is good and just leave it at that. A ranch milkshake. What is Great Wolf Lodge messing around with this stuff anyway? What's a room there cost? $650 a night?
At Great Wolf Lodge?
I bet it's
staying at the Ritz?
I bet it's obscene. They're the indoor water park guys, right?
I understand.
Catch a disease. get a ranch milkshake. Leave with some parasites. Get amoebas swimming out of your ear holes. The water is poop water.
Come on in.
Gosh. Do you remember the off-brand place that's east of Columbus?
Yeah, it's gone. I forget that.
No, it's not gone.
Oh, it's just rotting there. That's
structurally,
right.
Structurally, put it out to pasture with that.
Fort Rapids.
Yes, Fort Rapids.
Fort Rapids.
They need to pick up the Longaberger basket and have those
Didn't
like side by side.
Get like staph infection there or
oh,
something?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, they're dead.
They can't serve customers again. No.
Make your travel plans. Turn the porn music off. Make your travel plans for Toledo. We're going to tell you why coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a bit of a slowdown on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 East Split and Livingston Avenue. And there's a couple minute hold up on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Get your car ready for your spring adventures. This month at your local AAA Tire and Auto Service location, buy three select tires and get one free. And on the plus side, AAA members save more. Offer ends March 31st. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Jacob Reimer. The Columbus Blue Jackets begin a back-to-back tonight. They're in New York visiting the Rangers. The CBJ are looking for their first win since the Winter Olympic break. Face-off is at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow, they'll return home to take on the Predators. Catch both games here on The Fan. In the NFL today, the Browns acquired right tackle Titus Howard in a trade with the Texans in exchange for a fifth-round pick. The Texans also landed David Montgomery in a trade with the Lions. The Bengals and right guard Dalton Reisner agreed to a one-year, $5 million extension, and the Commanders released Pro Bowl corner Marshawn Lattimore. College hoops tonight in the top 25. Number one Duke is at NC State at 7 o'clock. And a top six clash in Tucson between number two Arizona and number six Iowa State at 9 o'clock. This update is sponsored by Eco Plumbers. Get a $500 in free repairs when you buy a new water heater. Visit GetEco.com and book today. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Producer who passes out easily and hosts you wish would pass out easily. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. It's Hot Take Tuesday on T-Bone and Tyvis. They get you started at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Jean-Luc Grandpierre, the Hyphenator, will join them at 7:17, hopefully talking about a Blue Jackets victory. They're playing the Rangers tonight.
Gotta have it. That'll be an interesting game for sure.
Jody Shelley will be on with Bishop and Friends at 11:30. Rothman and Ice will talk to Austin Ward. Just saw him outside. His little bag of food.
He had some roosters, I believe. I think they're trying to smoke Reimer out tonight.
What do you mean they're trying to smoke
him? He lost a bet.
I think they're giving him like the highest heat level wing, and Reimer
donkey sauce
is like little baby man, and I don't think he'll be able to handle it.
You know who else is little baby man when it comes to anything spice?
T-Bone.
Don't you do it.
Adam King.
Okay. All right. I was going to say that jalapeno was rubbed up against by a ghost pepper for like the last 48 hours.
I'm going to give
you ghost pepper juices all over.
Yeah. I'm going to give you credit on that.
It's very hot and spicy.
Adam King thinks that Zaps chips?
Grippos.
Yeah,
he kept going on and on about how what's the chip kind where they're just all spicy?
They're not all spicy.
No such thing. It has to be a spicy version, like spicy nacho Doritos. And no one thinks those are spicy. Flamin' Hot Cheetos, they're kind of spicy. The Takis, maybe?
I gotta tell you, I love Flamin' Hot.
The limon. Jack asked me to pick up a bag of the limon.
Don't like
Flamin' Hots. I think they're pretty good.
No, too limey.
Wow, limey and heat.
It's
heat and lime.
But it's only one flavor. To me, it's just too lime forward. I don't get any cheese involved in that.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, I don't like them.
Oh, that was a good little chip.
I don't like the limon.
Nice little deal at the Meijer. Buy two, get one free.
Oh, God, with the Meijer.
Jesus Christ. These bags are so expensive. You got to look for deals like that, man.
Hey, good news. You're a big golf guy.
Oh, yeah.
On Saturday, the USGA announced that the U.S. Open will return to Inverness Club in Toledo.
Inverness.
Congratulations. Yes.
Famous course,
however,
baby. Yeah, let's
it's
go.
It's not until
next
2045.
Oh, my God.
2045.
After the Georgia series?
Sure. By the way, Scottie Scheffler, who is 29, will be 49.
Tiger,
in 2040. Tiger will
Woods
be dead.
Will be dead.
Be dead.
No, let's not kill 69-year-old
Tiger. The U.S. as a country
Tiger.
May cease to exist, but...
So, I'll be... Man.
I'll be...
Thank you.
Your crying shoulder.
Edwin McCain, he'll be gone.
Probably.
By that point. If not, we can...
he'll be dead.
We can have him play whatever their version of the Bogey Inn is up there. As we get ready for it.
They scrapped all that, too, by the way.
Yeah, I saw that over the weekend.
You know what?
They're trying to buy... There's all these different companies are trying to go in and buy that up and develop it. I thought they were going to turn it into sort of putting park, which is a good idea.
The people who did, like, pins and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
They...
Because I saw renderings.
That plot of land is owned by Mirfield.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Mirfield, I guess...
Which is why they run something there still... During the tournament.
Right. Mirfield hired, I think it's, is it Rise Brands? Whatever they call themselves, the pins people, to put that Jack Nicklaus picture down, please.
What are you talking about?
Put it down. I can't concentrate with that staring at me.
No.
Put it away.
Anybody doesn't
He's
know.
Lurking behind Barb.
Jack and Barb popped up to say hello because they heard that golf was being discussed.
Oh, hello. I'm lurking.
And now you're talking about Mirfield, so Jack wants to know what's up with it.
That's right.
So what are we doing?
They hired out the pins people to come in there and create a big experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess they had some problems with the village of Shawnee Hills. They wanted to reconfigure the road and add like a turn lane and whatever.
Yeah.
It was stalled. It was supposed to be done, I think, by the spring. The fact that they haven't worked on it in a year, they demolished the original Bogey Inn. The building is gone, but now it's just an empty shell. It's just a parking lot.
That place, you want to talk about a trap. Many, many a people have made bad decisions at the Bogey Inn. After having a good time. But that's not to say...
I was going to say, the Bogey was in business for a long time.
That's not to say that anywhere drinks are involved, it could be there, it could be at a bar downtown, it can be anywhere around the city.
I think
you've
got to
be responsible.
Should open our own experience there.
Well,
we should do a concept.
I will tell you this. I'm sure you've had plenty of these ideas as well, and we've spoken about some of them, but something that you dreamed up in your head, and then 10 years later, because you don't have... The time, the means, the money to actually act upon
that experience,
idea.
The intellect, all of it.
Which is obviously very key to just having an idea while you're sitting on the toilet to then making it happen and then becoming a multimillionaire. But the idea of doing something that combines either a distillery or a microbrewery with the game of golf beyond putt-putt.
We got enough breweries. All right, I'm done with that. It's a brewery every 10 seconds.
Craft pizzeria and pitch and putt. I'm talking like...
Why does it have to be golf related?
Well, this is just sort of what my idea was. That's all. And I'd be open to hearing what you'd like to do with the land. But because it's close to Muirfield Village Golf Club,
brothel.
It's got that history. We could just, do we have to change some laws? Could Tress maybe get on our side? When he takes over the state, I don't think we're there right yet. Bring the Bunny Ranch East.
No, I don't want that. That's filthy.
Yeah, you're against filth.
I could do an Italian restaurant there. It serves great pizza.
Yeah, Rick Pitino could be on the billboard for it.
No, there's going to be
no
after hours banging.
No drinking, no smoking, no back booth effings.
Well... Depending on who you believe, there will be some midnight abortions.
Send her across state lines and shut up about it.
Teddy, what do you think we should build there? A little theme park for the fan personalities?
Yeah, we
maybe
can
some
do that.
Rides?
What kind of rides, though, well, do we have?
Maybe Anthony Rothman has a dog-themed roller coaster?
The dog tracks?
We could do that. No, he doesn't like dog tracks.
Of course not. No, yeah, no. That's counterintuitive.
No, can't dog have that. Spa, maybe.
Maybe all the food is inspired by what Matty Ice eats on a regular basis, just scrambled eggs and broccoli.
Almonds and broccoli.
Sure. What else?
You could have...
Bo Bishop would be there, but only via satellite because he'd never actually be on location.
You'd have Pongy with Common Man and Timmy.
Yes, we could have some Pongy.
The Pong tournaments. We'd have...
We could have a game called putting. Guess Tyvus's Ass Weight.
Or you know how you would walk around the NBA All-Star festivities if you ever checked one of those out, and they have like Shaq's hand imprint. Mm-hmm. They have how tall George Murison or Manute Ball is. They
Tyvus's ass.
You step into the little plastic
mold.
But
it gets bigger every day.
You put your ass into the plastic mold and see how small it is compared to his. And then you hit the button, he just goes, mine's bigger than yours.
The Pillsbury Doughboy, you stick your finger in it. Good times, right, Teddy?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah,
I can't wait. There. Absolutely.
What we call this place?
The place to be.
The place to be.
Hey, it's live.
How much dinner? $20 per person?
It's live right now. Pizzamadness.pizza. The bracket for 2026 is up. 64 Columbus area pizza places battling for supremacy. The actual competition gets underway Wednesday morning on T-Bone and Tyvus. We are splitting this competition between T-Bone and Tyvus and this here show in the afternoon. And when appropriate, especially towards the end, we will all get together and make decisions together.
I can't wait. It's going to be fun.
Doing some recon tonight, baby.
What are you having?
I can't tell you.
Well, you'll tell us tomorrow then, right?
I don't want to disclose where I'm going. No, I'll tell you when the thing comes up. When the actual competition starts.
You don't want to, I understand, you don't want to speak too highly of a place, right, as we're about to start voting on them.
I've had to actually start ordering some pizzas under alias, so that they don't know it's me.
Mm.
Because I fear that if it's me, then I get more special treatment, because you know I'm awesome.
I don't think that's the truth. I think if anything...
I get a little surprise in the pizza.
Rat poison.
This pizza tastes like butt.
Oh, but whatever. Do you care about what you're teasing next?
I mean,
we don't care, do we?
I guess not. What was I going to tease?
I'm a little upset at something that you seem to be getting a perk almost on a daily basis that I'm not getting, and I don't know why. I need to talk about it.
A perk here?
Not here.
Oh,
just in general. And
I'm sorry, I just had the most inappropriate thing pop in my head.
I could see the noodle going.
Should I say
right
it
there.
Or I mean the moment's gone now.
I mean, you're 20 some years into this, you may as well just say it.
A perk that I'm getting
that I'm
you're not getting.
Yeah.
Sex with your wife.
Ah! Ah! My wife has cancer.
My wife's in a coma. That's the line, you moron.
No, I wasn't going for that line. I was going for worse. I was going for much, much worse.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got slowdown due to an accident that's on eastbound 270's off-ramp to northbound 71 on the north side. And there's slower traffic on southbound 315 between 670 and West Broad Street. This report is sponsored by Allstate. Some people just know you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Those people are probably saving a carload of cash right now. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. with arms wide open. The way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with CARE. CARE Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Best way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows?
Oh, no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
God damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now.
Common Man here for CARE Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a CARE plan. My guys at CARE make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a CARE plan. CARE Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Well, overnight, we're looking for some patchy fog and a couple of rain showers across central Ohio. Overnight lows, mid-upper 30s. On Tuesday, high temps in the middle 50s. But then, a 90 to 100% chance of moderate to heavy rainfall Tuesday afternoon, which could make for a slow evening rush hour. Another high chance for moderate to heavy rain coming in on Thursday. High temperatures by then, nearing 70 degrees. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
These two dopes fight like an old married couple.
Girl fight!
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, check it out. Nerd fight.
All right, so I would like to know why you, for some reason, have all these extra special app-exclusive deals from the folks at Mickey D's that I cannot get.
They've gotten to know you.
What does that mean?
That means you're annoying as F.
What do I do that's
they
annoying?
They reward me, the fine customer. Every single day I'm getting one of these deals. Every day in the app for a value meal that's $4.79.
You're like living in the late 1990s.
I get my choice of 10-piece McNugget, Big Mac, Quarter Pounder, Filet of fish with medium fry, medium drink, $4.79. I get one of these in the app every single day.
That's unbelievable.
And you never get it.
That's unbelievable.
Never gonna get it. Never gonna get it.
No,
never
no,
gonna
no,
get it. Wah,
no.
Wah, wah, wah.
You get that every single day.
Every day.
A sub $5 Big Mac meal, if you choose.
But I'm eating it every day, and that means I'll die quicker, and that means the show will be yours.
Oh, God, I'd rather have the McDonald's deals.
You'd rather have cheap McDonald's.
I'd rather have good price McDonald's. What do I do that's so annoying? I follow instructions. I'm patient.
What do
I
you listen, do I that's so to, annoying?
I listen to everything that they say. I say thank you. I say please. I do all the things that a good
You've
human should do.
A vibe about you. You got a quality about you.
What? Are you?
It's offensive. is what it is. People are around you and they shudder. They don't know why. But they walk next to you. Ooh, did you feel that breeze? Oh, no, it's just Tim. It's like when people are in haunted houses. They feel that chill.
Why are you so rude to me? Do you see the way
he treats me? Why you gotta be so mean to me?
Teddy, do you see the way he treats me?
Yeah, but that's the common man.
Am I wrong, Teddy? Doesn't Timmy have a quality to him?
He's got a quality
to him. That makes you just want
to
punch him?
Oh. No, you wouldn't hit a guy with glasses, would you?
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm not going to punch Timmy.
I don't get it because all right, so McDonald's,
please give Timmy the deal so he can stop bitching about this. Thank you.
I think their evil bald Colin said that he didn't have anything like this either. Like you click on your app exclusive deals and you constantly have these things.
You guys don't go there as much as me.
I do.
It knows that I'm a VIP.
I do. I have 16,000 points.
The points have nothing to do with it.
And
it's the frequency.
There every single week. We were there on Saturday night. And you were there this morning, weren't you? You went today. Right.
Look, you can't beat $4.79.
No, you can't beat that. I got the 20% off a purchase of $10 or more. I got the $2 breakfast sandwich. That's nice. You got that?
It's not breakfast time now. I don't know what I have. Why are you seeing breakfast app stuff?
Are they not?
It shouldn't tell you the breakfast app stuff.
Oh, it does. It does. I mean, it might not let me order it at this time of day, but it's in my offerings right there. I got the free any size fries with the minimum purchase of $2. I've had all these things. I've never seen anything like that $5 meal. They do have the $5 like meals, but that's for like a McDouble. You're talking about getting the like 10-piece chicken nugget, medium fry, medium drink deal for $4.79. You can't beat that.
Can't beat it.
No.
I got a cold pop. And
you woke up and got you a cold pop?
And a Take 5 bar up in the Fan Cafe. It was more,
of course,
than my McDonald's lunch.
Was it like $6?
No, it was $4.80-something.
Okay, it was close. Man, we should have a cap on what our drink prices should be in the building for working so hard for the man. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, there are some workplaces out there that actually have
just buy it
stuff for free.
Yeah. They just buy the stuff. We get a coffee sometimes. You don't drink coffee.
Oh.
So what does that do for you?
Nothing.
Mm-mm.
There should be a coffee equivalent, like a sparkling water machine.
Ooh.
I'd love a little San Pellegrino water machine.
San Pellegrino can run a pretty high. That'd run a pretty high bill.
It's more expensive than coffee? San Pellegrino is just water with bubbles in it. It doesn't have to be San Pellegrino brand. It can be off-brand.
It absolutely depends.
Can you at least put a Brita in the fridge?
A Brita would be nice, a little filtered system. When do you think that filter's been changed?
On the fridge
Never,
door?
Never, that's when.
Never. If you drink the water out of there, you may as well just drink tar.
You know what?
It's like drinking oil.
Maybe I did catch wind of Max changing that fridge filter.
Yeah, right.
One time.
One time? In the 6 years we've been in this building?
Oh, my. What would happen to us if we drank that water like crazy?
Grow a penis out of your forehead. I hear something
again
for you.
With the penis out of the forehead.
Because you're a mutant. You get it? Radiation. It's bad for you.
Are we getting
mess
those,
you up.
We getting those enhanced games soon?
I hope so.
Should be coming up around the corner, right?
All those good, clean boys and girls at the Olympics.
We'll get those ski jumpers with these penile injections.
Exactly. Just a huge bat wing for a sack.
They're humongous.
The St. Louis Cardinals are introducing a new all-you-can-eat section for the 2026 season.
Tell me about this.
Here we go. It's in the Coca-Cola Unlimited section. Coca-Cola Unlimited ticket gives fans the opportunity to watch the game from Big Mac Land. Remember when Mark McGwire was hitting home runs out
Big
there?
Mac, and Sammy Sosa.
Sponsored
and they
Big
were all
Mac
on roids. Remember that?
Specifically section 271 or 272. Fans with such a ticket will receive a wristband at a check-in station near section 265. Who cares? Here's what you get. Bottomless items. Coca-Cola brand fountain drinks with ice. Ooh, with ice. We're classing up the joint. Also, hot dogs, chicken tenders,
ooh,
bratwurst,
okay,
nachos,
whoa,
French fries, popcorn, peanuts, kettle chips. Bad for your mouth, Timmy.
Oh, man.
Cut up your mouth.
Slice and dice.
And ice cream cups. Tickets start as low as $29.
Wow.
But prices may
be
vary
way more than
based
that.
On availability, opponent, and date of matchup.
There's probably two tickets all season that cost $27 or $29, whatever it is, and it's in the highest row of the section, and
Timmy,
it's for one night.
I contend.
You contend.
I contend that every professional sports franchise should have at least one or two sections in their building that is an all-you-can-eat section, regardless of sport.
And what do you contend the price is going to be for that section?
Less than $50, mm-hmm, depending on the sport. For example,
and you're talking about
NBA tickets,
you're
hockey
talking about
tickets,
a menu just like that as well.
Right. I'm not talking about like, oh, I get the prime rib for free.
Exactly.
Right. But if we're talking about some staples, some arena and ballpark staples, you know, you should have
mm-hmm
a nice little value for people.
Yeah.
Not for everybody. I get it.
I will say that if you guys out there ever do get a chance to splurge and go to a Jackets game, what's the Diamond Cellar, I think, is the mid-level. And then they have the Lexus Lounge, which if you're sitting lower, closer to the ice, you have a chance to go under there, too. Yeah, on Saturday.
Making the big money over there, Teddy.
The boys had fun.
Teddy, you get to the Lexus Lounge on Saturday?
No.
See that?
No, I couldn't make it.
Well, Diamond Cellar Lounge?
No, not me.
A prime rib sandwich and a watch.
Who could afford that?
they give out free Rolexes.
Yep. Just for, you get a little Daytona Panda and a hockey game.
Just for being down there.
I'm just kidding. They won't give you anything Rolex.
They have the tapas. They have like the small eats there. Yeah.
The tapas, right?
They got the tapas.
The tapas.
With that chow bread.
Give me some tapas. That what the Spaniards eat? Tapas?
That's where I have that, they got that pho soup.
Ooh, the pho.
They got the pho soup.
Pho shit.
I've been butchering a lot of words lately.
Oh, you are a big hillbilly, aren't you?
I'm from down south,
I
man.
Know you are. You're from Virginia. Virginians for lovers.
I'm from the Commonwealth.
Not a lot of good pho down there in Virginia.
No, 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 no. No. Got shrimp, though.
Good shrimp.
A lot of good shrimp.
Well, the Gulf
take you to Tim's River Shore. Have a hell of a time.
Gulf is known for their shrimp, not Virginia.
No, we got the...
Virginia's known for peanuts.
We got a lot of, boiled peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the Potomac River
we
there.
We got the crab.
We got the Potomac River. We got the Chesapeake Bay. We got shrimp. We got crabs. We got fish. We got everything.
Got crabs.
Lots of seafood
out
there.
Speaking of someone who's got crabs, it's the season premiere of Jason's Beef with our guy Jason Stark. He is spring training. He's knee deep. The sun's coming out. It's going to get warm. Not today, but it will get warm tomorrow. We're going to talk to Jason Stark in 2 minutes. Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Things are moving slow on westbound 670 between 71 and 3rd Street, and there's another slowdown on northbound 71 on the north side from 670 to 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Taco Bell. Taco Bell's new Lux Value menu has 10 lavish indulgences, all $3 or less. It's easy to get carried away. Like when you try the new mini taco salad, you might ask, do I need a salad fork? The fork in the bag's fine. Lux Value menu at participating locations while supplies last. Price and participation vary, tax extra. I'm Nicole. For 97.1, The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Common Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
He's a man who's in every Hall of Fame in the known universe. He's a man who travels thousands of miles to see celestial bodies. He's a man who enjoys a good tomato pie. And he's a man who regrets a few life choices every Monday at 5:30. It's Jason's Beef with Jason Stark.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Don't go through another air conditioner breakdown. For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day air installation.
When we said goodbye to this man in November, when our season came to an end, I wept. And I didn't stop weeping until today. It's Jason's Beef with Jason Stark on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, my friend.
Mike, we're back.
Oh,
free training.
We're back. How was your winter? Good?
Well, like, I'm sure that you guys share this. It was the worst winter ever. I shoveled more snowflakes than I have shoveled in like 20 years. And I find that snow is really cool and really romantic and really uplifting for about the first 30 seconds. Then it gets old.
Well,
so other than that, everything was great.
Now you're down at spring training. Are you in Florida?
I am in Florida.
See, there you go. You can go to Knockers and get the breakfast buffet.
I don't know where Knockers is, but I can tell you, I know where the sun is. It's right above me. It's a great invention, spring training.
So before we talk about, you know, well, hey, everything's good because every team has a chance to win the World Series because it's spring training. We all know that there's labor issues on the horizon, and I don't want to make this a thing every single time we talk, but it's the first time we talk of this for the season, and you got some people out there talking about how they can't financially compete because of the system we live in, and there's got to be a salary cap, or there's got to be a salary floor, or there's got to be something. Where do you stand on this, and how big of a work stoppage issue do you think we're staring at?
Yeah, you know, one of my goals in spring training was to try to get through the whole spring and not talk about labor. And
I'm sorry.
But let's talk about it, because the truth is, you know what a positive person I am, right? You know it. And I'll admit to you that everyone I speak to in the game who has any insight into this makes me more worried, more depressed about what's coming. I really don't like what I'm hearing. I mean, I can't tell you for a certainty that MLB's proposal is going to be salary cap or bust, but I can tell you that there is so much grumbling out there, not about payroll disparity, but about revenue disparity. And, you know, there's just no path for the Cincinnati Reds or the Columbus Guardians and the Cleveland Guardians.
Let's move them down here. What the hell?
Yeah, what's the difference? Yeah. For the Reds or the Guardians to ever approach the revenues of teams like the Dodgers. And so they, whether it's a cap or whatever it is, they need to figure out a way to share more revenue, and if they share it, force the teams that don't spend money to spend more of it.
What do you think the ultimate solution is, Jason? I mean, obviously, the way you're sounding speaks to there's going to be a stoppage. But when we get back onto the field, what do you think ultimately some reasonable changes that are agreed upon could look like?
That's a great question, Timmy. Listen, there are arguments for a salary cap in baseball.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. The union doesn't want to hear them. The players don't want to hear them. And if that's the only play in the playbook, we'll go weeks, months, a whole year potentially without baseball. Because I think the union feels like if they ever were to say yes to anything like that, the ghost of Marvin Miller would strike them down with lightning. So there's not going to be a cap. So what would work? You know, I think something that would work besides figuring out a way to share the TV revenue, because it's going to look dramatically different, is to look at that tax on teams at the top of the payroll structure and apply a tax at the bottom for teams that don't spend a certain amount. And if you want to dip under whatever that minimum luxury tax threshold is for 1 year, whatever, we'll charge you some minimal amount. But if you're going to have a payroll below that threshold, pick a number, 100, 120, 140. If you're below that 3 years in a row, 5 years in a row, 7 years in a row, it's going to cost you. Because what would happen if you did that? Most teams would spend the money. Look at the Pirates this year. They were clearly concerned that they're going to be in big trouble if there's a cap or anything like it down the road and their payrolls are so low. So we know that would work. That would have a big impact. That's just one idea, though. You'd need a lot of ideas to fit together.
Jason's Beef with Jason Stark here on The Fan. Let's talk about something positive now. We got the World Baseball Classic coming up. Jason, are you excited about that?
I love the World Baseball Classic. Do I remember, Mike, that you are not a fan of that?
No, I love the World Baseball Classic. I'm a big fan of it. And actually, one of the reasons why I don't want baseball in the Olympics is because I feel it would take away from the World Baseball Classic.
Well, if baseball is in the Olympics, it would be a kind of a one-time thing. It would just be L.A., and it probably would replace the All-Star break or something like that effect. So I don't think that's actually something to worry about. And, you know, in soccer, they have the World Cup. And they have the Olympics, and people seem to enjoy both. So if you have the great players around the world all in the same field. And they're taking this as seriously as players now take it. Well, I don't see the downside. Give me more of that, not less.
Did you see what our guy Shohei did in Japan? So they had a like batting practice, and they're taking infield in the Tokyo Dome, and they sold the damn thing out just to watch BP.
This surprises you in some way. It just tells you what this tournament means around the world. You know, there's been a lot of Japanese media that I've run into in spring training, and they are stoked for this. Their country is so excited about this. And you remember how the last WBC ended with Shohei on the mound and Mike Trout at the plate. And sign me up for whatever the equivalent of that is this year. But I think, you know, the Dominican has an incredible team, and I would not count them out. I bet after your trip to Italy, you're kind of pulling hard for Team Italy, just like I am. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Mike Piazza. Sure.
That's right. Italy wins, free gelato for the world.
Actually, I think, don't they hate Mike Piazza now? Because didn't he start some sort of Italian baseball team and didn't pay his bills?
They're out on him now?
He's not the manager.
Wasn't there some story like that?
There was something, yeah. I'm not up to speed on my Mike Piazza Italian national incident fodder, but there was something like that. Let me think. It's Francisco Cervelli, right? Who was the manager this year?
So sure.
Who knows what Mike Piazza did to banish himself?
Yeah, you would know better than us, Jason. Jason, it does seem like it's only been a few weeks since we had a classic World Series that capped off 2025. Yamamoto had, what, like a 1.01 ERA, was World Series MVP. Shohei was doing his thing. The Jays were great, too. They just lost in a Game 7. But looking at 2026 now, who are maybe, or what's your favorite storyline going in? Because everyone knows, like, the Dodgers, they're always going to be contending. But what else are you looking at, writing about, thinking about?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm working on a story right now as we speak. It's kind of related to robot umps, the fabled ABS.
Oh, yeah.
Electronic ball strike thing. And here's the question that I've been asking managers. Will any manager ever get ejected again? Now that they won't be arguing balls and strikes. And I'm concerned about this, but these guys have been assuring me, especially, you know, one of the great ejection legends of all time, Aaron Boone. He's trying to get ejected less. That's what he told me, but I can't find anybody who believes that. He's going to find a way, and I'm all for him finding that way.
There's going to be ejections.
Be worried, though?
No. Yes. Because what will happen is Aaron Boone will come out and start yelling about how the machine's not calibrated the right way. Right? And so technology's not foolproof. He's going to start beating. Like, we used to see Lou Piniella, and he'd be, you know, scraping dirt and pushing dirt and throwing his hat. Now you're going to see guys like Aaron Boone beating up the machines that are there.
Where is the machine? Does he know where it is?
You're onto something, man. I don't want these robot umps just hiding in their little cubicles, and they only come out when there's a challenge. I want them standing right there behind the human ump.
That's right.
What do you mean we have to make it look like Wall-E or something? It has to be in robot form.
That's right.
I want like a little Roomba sitting right there behind.
Those things don't work on dirt. Come on.
You don't think you could invent a talking AI Roomba who could argue with Aaron Boone? This is what the world needs to see.
Just think about it, too. It's got like a little face, and it also is very touchy like a real umpire. So if Aaron Boone starts chirping from the dugout, he'll stare over there and say, "You better keep your mouth shut." The robot's almost giving it back to him, Jason.
That's right. Keep your hands off me, Aaron Boone. That's right.
Jason, it is a privilege to talk to you for another season. I'm looking forward to it, and we'll talk next week.
I have missed you guys. So glad we're back.
All right, go get that breakfast buffet at Knockers.
Wherever it is. Okay.
Jason's beef with our guy Jason Stark on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline.
Back page.
Bat
Beth Page, Page Black. And
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, yeah,
Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch out for an accident that's blocking the left lane if you need to travel northbound 270 on the west outer belt before Tuttle Crossing Boulevard. And you're going to hit a slowdown on southbound 315 between King Avenue and 670. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Get your car ready for your spring adventures this month at your local AAA Tire and Auto Service location. Buy three select tires and get one free. And on the plus side, AAA members save more. Offer ends March 31st. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Rothman and Ice every Thursday at 2:30 for Gold Jacket Thursday.
Presented by the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
A new Hall of Famer joins the show every week. But not OJ, because he's dead and probably a murderer. The Fan.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show, the Beamer, Brandon Beam. Hello, Beamer.
Common Man Timmy. Happy Monday.
We unveiled the Pizza Madness bracket for 2026. It's live. PizzaMadness.pizza. Beamer, What is your favorite pizza place in the city?
That's JT's for me.
JT's? Yep. They are a number one seed in the tournament. They got to the championship matchup last year against Tommy's. We had an in-show live taste test.
Yes, we did.
Ordered the same pizza from both.
Fish went out and got them.
We studied it. We digested it.
Mm-hmm. It was close.
It was close.
It was close, but Tommy's seemed to be slapping on that particular day, and Tommy's took the title.
I'll tell you, I had some JT's on Saturday night. Had a little gathering for Samantha's birthday party. I said, what do you want? She said, I want some JT's. So I went to the JT's in the new location they have in Jerome Village.
Sure.
How was that?
Yeah.
Up there.
It's good. They're like killing each other. There's a wait at 4:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
They got it down to a science right now. They're like expanding just the right way.
But they're expanding the right way. Mm-hmm. There have been a ton of places that have been super popular. They tried to run before they could walk.
Yeah.
And then 5 years later, they're out of business.
They're making sure each new location, and it's not like there's that many now, but they got the one in Grandview, and they made sure that that one was awesome and that it was cooking, that they knew what they were doing. Then they went to this one. What do you know what type you had? What toppings did you get?
Do I know what type I had? Yes, I do.
That was... You're just supposed to say what kind of pizza you had.
I tell you, it was my kid's birthday party, so I got smashed.
What kind did you get?
Sausage and pep is my go-to. There.
Good answer.
We got a cheese lover's.
Love that.
Which you and I have talked about could be the best cheese pizza in America.
Could be the best cheese pizza ever.
And then got a barbecue chicken, which is the first time I had had it there, and it's solid.
Yeah, good.
I love
barbecue chicken pizza.
Barbecue chicken pizza is delicious.
A little red onion on there.
Very good.
A little sauce, a little barbecue sauce, tangy, sweet. It's delicious. Why does it get crapped on? I don't know.
I don't think it does. There are people like Dom Tiberi out there that won't even take a piece of it.
I feel like barbecue chicken pizza. I feel like Hawaiian pizza gets a bad rap. And you know what? If you're in the right kind of mood for it, try it. That's what's great about pizza. There's all sorts of wild types.
We have had this question today because there are pizza places that spend money with the fan.
Mm-hmm.
Like JT's is a sponsor of the fan poll. Do they have a built-in advantage? I will answer that question by just saying this. Tommy's won the whole thing last year. Tommy's spent $0 with the fan in 2025.
I don't think they've ever have.
Right.
Have they?
No.
And they haven't in 2026 either.
I'm just saying, they're spending no money. We do have places.
Neither has anybody.
You know, Meister's does work with the fan. JT's does work with the fan. Are you baiting me? You're just putting it right on the tee, aren't you, Beamer? Putting it right on the tee.
So we're waiting.
The fact that we have places that are sponsors that has no bearing on this at all. At all. The end.
That's it. So
what's coming up on the Buckeye Show?
Coming up on the Buckeye Show tonight.
Stupid bastard.
Ohio State, big win yesterday against Purdue, and Reimer is going to pay off a losing bet in which he lost a couple of weeks ago, all thanks to A.J. DeBanza not scoring 31 points in a college basketball game.
What does he have to do?
That's what the bet was about?
Yeah, he was so
just
confident.
Just a simple little A.J. DeBanza bet?
He said, guys, the over-under for A.J. DeBanza is 30.5. It's the highest over-under like point total for a college basketball player ever. In my mind, I'm like, well, there's no way he's going to hit the over then. And I said, I'll take the under.
So what does he have to do? What's the bet?
He has to eat something spicy in which, like if he goes to Chipotle or Roosters or anything, he gets mild wings at Roosters, doesn't get any of the salsas at Chipotle because they're too hot.
Doesn't get any?
The corn at Chipotle is too hot for him. So Austin, who did
the corn salsa,
he did the live show at Roosters earlier today. Austin Ward is hosting with me tonight. He brought him in some donkey wings. He's going to eat a donkey wing.
Donkey wings? I love donkey wings.
I do, too.
What about New Killer? He should have to go to the top of the chain. He should have to go to the very, very top.
There are some nuns right now that are eating donkey wings.
I know.
Ridiculous.
Isn't it New Killer the hottest one?
Yeah.
That should be what we're doing with him. We'll get him some next week.
I don't know. I just like it.
Poor Reimer.
What do you think, Torg?
Rawr.
Okay. Buckeye Show, top of the hour, right here on the Fan. Back page.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Where are you at, Beam, with Buckeye basketball going into the week now? With roadies at Penn State, and then what could be just a massive home game, Bruce's final game at the Schottenstein Center against the Indiana Hoosiers.
You got to feel good, don't you? Right? I mean, Penn State, I know that they're feeling good, too. They beat Iowa over the weekend, so it should be an interesting place. Hasn't been as easy as you would think for Ohio State over the years against Penn State and kind of their recent history. So I think Wednesday will tell you a whole lot, but it's hard not to feel good about this team the way that they, first of all, closed it out and also got very close at the end yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
And that Amari Bynum 3 was huge, kind of, springboarded them into victory. When Taysom threw that ball to the corner,
I couldn't believe that.
I couldn't
either.
It's
a six-point game with 2:17 left, and you pass on a layup to swing it into the corner, and as good as Amari Bynum has been, he's not the guy, the number one option I want from beyond the arc, even though he's hit some lately. And if you miss that, they get the rebound, down six. They probably get a quick bucket, and then it's four. Oh, my God.
Three.
But he nails that sucker to put you back up 11, and that was game over.
Yeah.
That really was game over, as much as Purdue tried to elongate the game. Something we didn't hit on today, Beam, maybe you'll touch on this, but how about the fact that they had a controlled court storming?
It's great.
It was sort of smaller and condensed, but it was just, let's hold on. This is exactly what I've been talking about. Just make sure that the other team is able to escape and get the hell out of there. And then if you want to send your own people, and if they want to go wild and knock heads with one another, that's your prerogative. But just make sure the other guys are out. And everything seemed to go fine because it was less students and it was only students. It wasn't like the world's worst court storming.
Matt Painter didn't punch anybody yesterday because he wasn't on the floor.
He'd have to throw someone's phone out of their face, like someone sticking their phone into Fred Hoiberg's face.
Understandable from Fred Hoiberg's perspective. I get it.
By the way, big congratulations to our guy Paul Keels. He's going to be among this year's class to be inducted into the Ohio Basketball Hall of Fame.
I contend.
You contend.
We need to get a permanent building to honor basketball in Ohio. We need to get an actual place so we can go to it and pay homage to people like Paul, people that have had a great effect on the game of basketball in this state.
Paul should be lying in state there. He's not dead. He's just sleeping.
He's already dead, depending on what Facebook
he's sleeping
post
and you look at. Give him a smooch, and he rises up and says, oh, yes.
Is it Lennon? Lennon's still laying
Lennon,
in state?
Yeah,
Lennon.
Lennon.
Not Stalin.
Yeah. Leningrad.
No.
Different guy entirely.
Stalingrad.
Both bad, though. Right?
I have to read a history book. I forget.
What about John Lennon? Lying in state somewhere?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Yoko's got him stuffed in the bed. She talks to him.
That's weird. Yoko?
Teddy, you want to leave now? Time to go.
I think that's good.
How you doing, Ted?
I'm doing good, Mike.
See you tomorrow.
Gonna end the show?
Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple-minute delay due to an accident that's on eastbound 270's off-ramp to 71 on the north outer bell. It is moving slow from U.S. 23. And watch out for another crash that's blocking the left lane on northbound 270 on the west outer belt before Tuttle Crossing Boulevard. This report is sponsored by Coda. Writing Coda is easier than ever. Now that you can pay with just a hop on Coda, and with a tap of your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, you're ready to ride. Learn more and move your way at coda.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Tax refund season is here, and Mattress Warehouse is helping you make every dollar count. During our tax refund sale, save up to $850 on the brands you know and trust. Plus, get a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And every mattress from Mattress Warehouse is backed by our exclusive lifetime price guarantee, so you can rest assured you're getting the best price. Turn your tax refund into the best sleep ever, only at Mattress Warehouse. Visit MattressWarehouse.com to find a store near you. Ooh.